And finger-pointing. Unable to end debate, Democratic leader Harry Reid pulled the bill, blaming a block of Republican senators who are vehemently opposed to any measure that would give legal status to illegal immigrants.
Small groups shouldn't dictate what happens around here, but that's what happened.
Some Democrats contributed to the bill's demise, too, and Republicans charged Reid should have given it more time. It is possible this bill could be salvaged later this year, but it is not likely.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. That Senate action is a major blow to the president's top domestic priority. Just last week, he assessed the opposition to it.
This is a difficult issue for a lot of folks. I understand that. But because it's difficult, probably means we need to work doubly hard to get it done.
But getting it done will be a serious challenge. This morning, the White House contends immigration reform is not dead. The administration will lobby to revive the plan that's now in deep trouble. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Expect the announcement today that the government will ease up on North American travelers by suspending the need for Americans to have a passport before re-entering the U.S. because the system is so choked with applications. Here's CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
The Department of Homeland Security, which employs the uniformed officers at the airports, didn't want to bend the new rules, according to one official, but there was heavy pressure from members of Congress who've been receiving complaints from constituents that they might have to cancel their business trips or vacations because they hadn't yet gotten their passports.
Now, there is one requirement that travelers need to have a passport application on file. The White House says President Bush is still a bit on the queasy side, but he is well enough to rejoin the other leaders at the G8 summit in Rostock, Germany, after a bout of stomach distress earlier in the day. CBS News correspondent Bill Plant is traveling with Mr. Bush.
The summit ends today, but Mr. Bush's travels don't. He goes from here to Poland. That's where the interceptor rockets for the anti-missile system that President Putin objects so much to would be based.
And Russian leader Vladimir Putin has suggested Azerbaijan as an alternate site. In Milan, the first trial dealing with the CIA's extraordinary rendition program is underway. CBS News reporter Sabina Castelfranco has the story.
All 26 American defendants were absent. They're accused of kidnapping an Egyptian terrorist suspect known as Abu Omar from the streets of Milan in February 2003. Abu Omar was transferred to an Egyptian prison where he's believed to have been tortured. He has now been released.
The start of the trial comes on the same day as release of a Council of Europe report that says the CIA operated secret prisons in Poland and Romania where terrorism suspects were allegedly tortured. The 19-month investigation also concludes NATO signed a deal that would allow secret CIA rendition flights through members' airspace. One day out now, will Paris Hilton be headed back to a jail cell? Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan. Steve, this has been a tale full of twists. What's next?
Well, it could be back behind bars, Nick. And for some people in L.A., that would be justice.
People with money get a better opportunity than those who don't.
Put her back in there.
And a judge could do just that at a hearing today. After 3 days in jail, Hilton was sent home yesterday with an ankle bracelet for 40 days of confinement. The county supervisor calls it outrageous, and the city attorney was caught off guard.
The sheriff did not advise us of this action.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Hilton's lawyer at the hearing is going to say, look.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
CBS News.
It's 4 past the hour.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The opening of the memorial to the 12 students and teacher killed at Columbine High School could be delayed. It's all about a dispute over attempts to rewrite the words of one parent in memory of his son. Brian Rohrbaugh, whose 15-year-old son Daniel died in the massacre, says he's prepared to sue if the memorial committee forces him to change his text, although he won't say exactly what that text is. Democratic presidential hopeful Bill Richardson back in Colorado yesterday to raise money and to court Western support, hoping it'll help him break out of the pack of second-tier candidates. Richardson, governor of New Mexico, is hoping his Western roots and Hispanic heritage will pay off in a region that increasingly is swinging Democratic. And 5 years ago today, the Hayman Fire was raging. The largest wildfire in Colorado history cost $40 million, forced more than 5,000 people out of their homes. Today, FEMA says wildfire poses the biggest risk to our state.
We have so much urban wildland interface going on, we could easily lose 1,000 or more homes.
John Kinnaid with FEMA's Response and Recovery Division says they paid out more than $2 million in individual assistance, more than 5.5 million just to fight that fire. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. A great time to head out. Lighter traffic than usual. Good speed just about wherever you are, including southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen and even eastbound 270. 225 doing fine across Aurora and no delays on either 6th Avenue or the Boulder Turnpike into the city. I-70 continues to look good as well into the high country. Do have some fog slowing down the drive around Georgetown, so be careful through there. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today looks like we're up for a beautiful one with mostly sunny skies. Less wind. Warmer, high of 73. Tonight.
Energy Hog to team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
This should be fun, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others. Except this one's under attack by Energy Hogs. They show up anywhere energy is being wasted.
Talk to me, Hogs.
The washer. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of Energy Hogs. You.
Hold on. Someone's home.
Andy's got energy efficient light bulbs.
To find out how you can fight Energy Hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star. That's it. Get out of there. I'll get you, energyhog.org.
Hey, wait for me.
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Red Defender, you've got to help us. Mole Man has fired his darkening missile towards the sun. It'll put the world in shadow.
Don't worry. Too late to catch the missile. I'll just fly quickly around the Earth in reverse time.
The Red Defender begins to circle the Earth faster and faster until his momentum literally changes Earth's rotation on its axis.
I'm back, citizens. No need to thank me. Strange. It's dark in the middle of the afternoon. And where is everyone? You, old man, with a flashlight.
I was young just a minute ago.
I must have gone the wrong way and sped up time. Whoops. Sorry about that.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. To find out more, go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
My son was a bright and talented child, but in his teens something changed and he barely finished high school. Later I found out that he'd gotten into drugs. He couldn't hold a job and his only financial support was a family who gave him money just to keep him away. This went on for 12 years, during which time he was a waste to himself and a burden to others. After trying numerous drug rehab programs, I finally found Narcanon. By that time, he was at the end of his rope. Thanks to Narcanon, he regained his health and became himself again. And most importantly, he became drug-free. Now he's a happy, productive father with a family of his own. I can't express how proud I am. My son and I have never been closer or had such a good relationship. Narcanon not only gave me back my son, but also gave me a very good friend.
Are drugs affecting your family or a friend? Call Narcanon at 1-800-556-8885. Narcanon provides free assessment and referral services. Call Narcanon at 1-800-556-8885 or visit our website at drugrehab.net.
As a dad, you probably taught your son how to hit a baseball, but have you taught him what not to hit? Teach him early that all violence against women is wrong. For tips, visit endabuse.org, brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, and Ad Council.
Marine Corps Sergeant Andy Robinson was paralyzed when his Humvee was blown up in Iraq. Paralyzed Veterans of America helped Andy get all the health care and benefits he's entitled to. To support paralyzed veterans, go to pva.org.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And maybe it was just where I was, but man, I read all these stories. And hope you didn't get any damage. Hope you didn't get any damage at all. Okay, it's Friday morning. It's going to be 71. The sky is blue. It's nice out. It's green. Do I wish that it would get up to the 80s? Yeah, but there's no rain in the forecast. So it'll be a good day to get out and do whatever you want to do. It's only 11 minutes after 6. So what you can do now is, and I'm urging you to do this, because I'm Jay Marvin, head of the Low Workers Productivity Committee for Free Time. Call your employer now and say, I have the flu. And when they say, well, what do you mean? When did this come on?
Well, I'm not the only one. Look at George Bush. He's over at the G8 summit and he's sick,
right? Then you can go out and screw around. When your employer calls to check on you, let the voicemail get it. And then when he or she says to you, you know, when she says to you, well, I called your house, where were you? You can say, well, I was there, but
I was sick.
Right? Think about this. When was the last time you called in sick? We talked about this on the show. By the way, you can talk about anything you want to this morning at 303-713-7600. We talked about this John, when was this? About 2 or 3 months ago, 4 months ago, about the fact that Americans take very little vacation, and when they do, they take their work with them. When was the last time you called in sick and said, no, I'm sick, and then you went out and had a day to yourself?
Jay, I'm feeling kind of ill. Do you mind going for the rest of the show without commercials or bumper music or any phone calls?
Yeah, sure.
I really feel like I'm going to get sick. I'll be back in a few hours.
Sure, go home. I don't care. Okay, I want to play a little bit of this song because I thought about this morning, and I was thinking we should play this every morning at some time in the first hour, only because this kind of radio involves a lot of complaining and a lot of bitterness, and I have plenty of complaining and bitterness and negativity to unload. And I want to do that, but I also don't want to drag you down into the depths of despair here. Or maybe you'll just listen to what I have to say and go, well, you know what, Jay, I don't care, and I'm going to Morning Edition, so see you later. Or, you know, the terrible, awful show on Alice or something. But tell me this doesn't put you in the mood for Friday and the weekend.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love, and it's a sunny day.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
They really weren't so good, weren't they?
Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk. The sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Oh, man. All right. Isn't that great? I was listening to that song yesterday, and I thought to myself how simple it is. And yet how uplifting it is, and just how really nice it is. And there's so much negativity, and there's so much bitterness in the world. And I don't want to come off as, you know, some jellyhead, but, man, how about an injection of some positive stuff? See, so I'm sticking this in here before I start on one of my bitter rants, and I have plenty to say, and you know what? What I'm going to talk about coming up here is why I'm thinking seriously, more seriously than I've ever thought before, about quitting the Democratic Party. I'm really thinking about quitting the Democratic Party. And I'll tell you why I'm thinking about quitting it. Does it mean I won't support Democratic candidates? No. It means that I will. And one of the big ones I'm going to support is Mark Udall. And I still support Barack Obama. And also, I like John Edwards. But I'm going to get into my feelings about the Democratic Party. Now, maybe you'll say, well, maybe it won't make any difference to you. But it is Friday, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. I have a stack of stuff here that's so large that I don't know if we can even get all of this stuff in. But I'll try to shoehorn it in. So if you don't call, that's fine, because it just gives me more time to talk about all this stuff.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
Multiple sclerosis stops people from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
John has gone there. Just a ton of people we know. So get on out to Rockies. Check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Or get out there and see them in person. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, boy, they've been good to me. And they are my friends. And in turn, I try to be good to them. And I support them. I mean, Mary and I bought cars there. And Mary's thrilled with the automobile that she got there. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Now through June 17th, pick one, two, or all three Comcast services and save. Comcast Digital Cable, Comcast High-Speed Internet, Comcast Digital Voice. Our sale is your choice. Call 1-800-COMCAST now and choose Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, interactive program guide, and parental locks for just $24.99 per month for 6 months. Or connect to blazing fast Comcast High-Speed Internet with download speeds up to 6 megabytes per second and McAfee Security Suite included. Just $24.99 per month for 6 months. Or get Comcast Digital Voice.
How you doing?
With unlimited local and long-distance calling, just $24.99 per month for 6 months. Pick one, two, or all three services and save. Don't wait. Sale ends June 17th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Comcast, may I help you?
Our sale, your choice. That's Comcasting. Some services not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Call for details.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Is this the dad?
No.
Oh, I'm with brothers. I'm sorry. How can I slip on that? Up on that because I was thinking about the Grateful Dead's version of Good Lovin'. Have you ever heard that? Yeah. It's really good. 622. I was listening to that too. 622, 22 minutes after 6, mostly sunny. High today, 71. All right, I got two people hanging on here. Do I want to take these calls real quick? Or and then I want to talk about the Democratic Party. Oh, okay, we'll do that. Let me go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay, what's Barack going to do for you?
What's he going to do for me?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a matter of what he's going to do for me. I think it's a matter of what he's going to do for my nephew Eli and what he's going to do for the country I live in.
Yeah, well, what's he going to do? He's not going to do anything for you. You're right to want to leave the Democratic Party. They're not doing anything except serving the corporations like the Republicans are.
Okay. I hate to be cynical,
but it's true.
Well, you know what? That's fine. You can be all cynical as you want to be. But let's examine this.
Okay.
Okay. Give me an example of where Barack Obama has served corporations.
Well, we don't know enough about Barack Obama.
Oh, I know
Obama.
A lot about him. Wait a minute. Excuse me.
Hold on a second.
Wait a minute. We can't talk over each other, and I get this all the time about how I'm trying to talk over you and you're trying to talk over me. But let me give you a little bit of clue here, a little PS, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I control the flow of the conversation.
You got it.
That's how it works. Okay.
You got it.
I do know a lot about Barack Obama. Now, why do I know a lot about Barack Obama? Okay? Let me tell you why I know a lot. Because I've worked in Chicago 3 times. I knew him as a state legislator. This is before he ever ran for the Senate or had any national profile at all. 2, I've talked to him no less than 7 times. That's both on the air and off. That's how I know about him. I have personal experience.
Okay.
Does that count? Does that count for anything? Does that count for anything in your mind?
Yeah, but, okay. Do you still have something else to say, or can I say something? Because,
Don't get smart with me.
How does he get elected without corporate money?
How he gets elected without corporate money is if you bother to go read the financial reports and you bother to go read where his money comes from, you'll see that he's got both big and small donors to the point where he received in the last quarter, not the one that's coming up now that he's going to report on, but the last quarter, off the internet alone, he received 85,000 contributions, including mine and Mary's.
I know, but my question is he getting any corporate money to get elected?
No.
Zero corporate money.
Not that I'm aware of. Not the last time I looked.
Do you think anybody's going to believe that?
Well, go look it up if you don't believe it. You have an internet. Do you have internet?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you go look up federal campaign financing? I can. Can you?
Well, you know,
answer my question. Can you go look it up?
Well, yeah, anybody can.
Okay, well, then go look it up and see. And if it's in there, it's in there. And if it isn't, it isn't. And you'll have to decide in your own mind where you stand. But as far as I know, the last time I looked, I didn't see any.
Jay, I want to believe you're right.
Well, I don't care whether you want. I don't care whether you want to believe me or not. I'm telling you, don't believe what I'm telling you. Go look it up for yourself.
Okay. Okay. So then, why are you talking about leaving the Democratic Party?
Well, if you hadn't called, I would get to that. But because you leave something doesn't mean you can't. You're not going to vote for somebody who's Democratic. There are a lot of independents who vote, and they vote Democratic, or they vote Republican. There are a lot of independents out there, man. There's more independents now than ever before. What's wrong with you? Do you think that because you have to go down and declare, because you put that, hey, check this out. There are Republicans who are forming, this is in the national news this morning, there are Republicans who are forming committees to elect Barack Obama. People cross party lines and register as independents all the time.
Republicans are
yes.
gathering to
yes.
elect Barack Obama?
Yes, that's exactly right.
What's behind that lunacy?
What's behind that lunacy? You know what, pal? Why don't you, instead of making... You know what? We went over this yesterday, and I went over this with you. You know, instead of making these charges, and it's saying, instead of saying, like, what's up with that lunacy, why don't you do yourself a favor? Get up off your ass and look stuff up. You know what? I got a friend who is a Republican. Very staunch Republican. He's interested in Barack Obama. Do some homework, okay? Either that or don't call here and say stuff that is ridiculously false. There are plenty of Republicans who have crossed over and voted for Democrats lots of times. There's a group called Republicans. Excuse me. Listen. There is a group called Republicans for Obama. Go to republicansforobama.org. What's their interest? Their interest is the same interest that you ought to have, bettering the country. That's their interest. Not everybody is as bad and as evil and as negative as you make them out to be. But you know something? Those people who raise those kind of specters all the time, it makes me suspect about their own motivations. You called twice now, 2 days in a row, and have been extremely negative. You ever thought maybe you should pull your head out of your rear?
Oh, man.
Oh, man, nothing. Listen to the way you're talking. No, listen to the way you're talking. Why do you assume that everybody who's involved in everything is a bad person?
Because there are people dying out there.
Well, then what do you intend, you know what, we've been over this before. What do you intend to do about it, Tom? Do you intend to call me every single day and, or do you intend to get up off your fat half moons and do something about it?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right. You said that yesterday. Did you join the ACLU?
Right, join the ACLU.
Did you? Did you do it?
No, I didn't.
No,
not
of course
yet.
Not.
I
no,
had a few
no,
things to do.
No, you know why you didn't do it? Because I'll tell you something. Rather than getting involved and committing yourself to something, it's easier for you to call me and put on this act about how, what is the Democrats going to do? What are you going to do? You know, people like you make me sick, man. I'd like to run you down
hey,
with my car.
Hey, come on.
Get off.
Come on.
No, come on, nothing. Pull your head out of your rear. Stop calling here and complaining every day and not doing anything about it. This is 2 days in a row now you've done it. I'm sick of it. And for those people who want to call up here and go, oh, God, you're screaming in the morning and you have a bad attitude, you know what? Why assume that everybody has a negative motivation? There are tons of people in this world who never get heard who have positive motivations. They want to do good things. They care about the country. They care about what goes on. Why climb down their throats? I mean, if there's Republicans out there who like Barack Obama, what's wrong with that? You know, we've had Democrats before. Oh, let me give you the best example of this. We've had Democrats before who endorse and have backed Republicans. And probably the best two examples of this going right now that you will remember in your current history. One of them would be Joe Lieberman, who goes out and raises money for Republicans. And the other one would be this guy, I can't think of his name now, the senator from Georgia, who got up there and attacked John Kerry at the Republican National Convention and gave this glowing speech about George W. Bush. Does anybody know who that is? Can anybody remember that name? And because if you can, please email me or call. Because you know what? Where is that guy now? He's like silent all of a sudden, and we don't hear from him. Where is he? So this kind of cross-party pollination stuff goes on all the time. Now, we're here to discuss ideas, and there's nothing wrong with that. And we're here to debate ideas, and there's nothing wrong with that either. But, Tom, if you're still listening, you know, to call me every single day and to complain and then not do anything about it, how long would it take? Zell Miller, thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much. Zell Miller. But to not do things for yourself and not to empower yourself is a total and complete, it's a waste of time. I mean, do something for yourself, Tom. Do something for your neighbors. Do something for your country. I'm not telling you should get out every single day and walk door to door. But you could have joined the ACLU yesterday, as much as you were complaining about losing your constitutional rights. How long does that take online to do that? 7 minutes, 8 minutes? But you had things to do yesterday? Then you call me this morning, and you start questioning about Barack Obama, and you start in on all this? And that's why I get angry. That's why I get upset, and I apologize for being that way, but that's why I get upset. Tom, if you don't like things, you don't have to put 98% of your life involved in it, but how about 3%? Just do something. Instead of calling me up and telling me how we can't do anything and nothing will make any difference. And, you know, I'm sick of it. Man, I am sick of it. And I keep getting it from a lot of you. You know what? Suppose this happens, and then we'll go to traffic, but I want you to think about this. Suppose this happens. Suppose we all do what we can to try to get people elected and do things. And suppose it fails and doesn't work. Either we get defeated at the ballot box, or the other side of it is they get in and don't do what we want. And you'll never get 100% of anything. Okay, what's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is you didn't make it happen. But damn it, at least you tried. Now, Tom, think about this. Wouldn't you rather at least try than not to have tried at all? Or, to be more dramatic, to quote, I believe it is Passionata from the Spanish Civil War, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Does that make sense? We have nothing to lose. Let's try something. All right, I apologize for my tirade. And Tom, I apologize for my treatment of you. But it's too much. I mean, do something. 6:34, Gina, traffic.
All right. Good morning, Jay. One area for slowdowns, north on I-25 downtown, right around 38. We had a crash there just a few minutes ago. Three cars in the fast lane, so that's the major area right now to avoid if you can. Minor issue westbound I-70 to southbound I-25. Otherwise, we're seeing a pretty excellent drive across the south if you're on C-470 headed through either Littleton or Highlands Ranch. We did have some fog in the high country that was affecting I-70 around Georgetown. Thankfully, though, no snow this morning on those summit passes. Weather outlook today.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Your precious lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer provides maximum protection against both. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's unique two-way action controls destructive pests above ground, plus penetrates to control below-ground pests for up to 3 months, guaranteed. Damage ends, your lawn flourishes. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your precious lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer provides maximum protection against both. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's unique two-way action controls destructive pests above ground, plus penetrates to control below-ground pests for up to 3 months, guaranteed. Damage ends, your lawn flourishes. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Song, their interpretation of this, and somebody famous produced this too, and I can't remember who it is. I mean, this is just a jamming song, isn't it? The original, this is good too. 6:38, 38 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high 71, Jay Marvin. Tiptoeing towards the edge. Okay, let me take some calls. I want to talk about my feelings about the Democratic Party, but I want to put you on too. And it's open phones today. Anything you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. Here's Jerry and Bailey. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey Jay, how you doing?
I'm okay. I shouldn't have exploded at him, but when he started to laugh and be cynical and do all of that, I just got infuriated.
You know, Jay, that's why I called today. That, and I wanted to talk a little about music. But, you know, I am so fed up with people that just complain and don't do anything. When I was younger, we used to be down on the Capitol steps in Denver every weekend protesting the war by the thousands. Everybody showed up. Everybody got involved. And now all I hear from anybody, and it's not just Tom, oh, gee, it's too bad. There's nothing we can do about it. And that's nonsense. You know, people can get up and do something, and they can change the world. But everybody says, oh, God, nothing we can do about it. And it upsets me to no end. And when I heard Tom yesterday, it just it got to me because of the fact that people are so complacent anywhere. They just don't do anything.
Well, you know, John Edwards has a really – actually, it's not John Edwards. It's his wife, Elizabeth, and his sister, Bobby, have a really good fundraising ploy. I mean, this is really good. And Mary loves John Edwards. So we gave his campaign some money. But check this out. It's going to be John Edwards' 54th birthday coming up. I believe it may be this weekend. So they sent out an email that said, if everybody gave $6 and like 95 cents or something, look how much money we could raise. And then they have this thing where if you give $19, now this is not a lot of money, okay? If you give 19 bucks, they'll give you, they'll send to you, and they do, Elizabeth Edwards' pecan pie recipe. Now, I need a pecan pie recipe like I need a hole in the head, but I thought, you know, that's really ingenious. So I said to Mary, okay, well, we'll give him more than that, but I want to get the pecan pie recipe. So she said, okay, good, you know, let's do that. So we did it, and they sent the recipe back, and Mary printed it out and got it. But look, if all these people just give $6.95 or $19.95 or whatever, look how much money that is.
But, Jay, they don't even have to give money.
Well, you can do whatever you can do whatever you feel like you want to do, you know?
You can call your senators, yeah, call your congressmen.
I mean, it's like the options to do stuff are endless, and they're out there, and they're in the open, and it's like, just do something. I'm not saying you've got to like or endorse everything that goes on. I'm not saying that, you know, you got to be falsely optimistic. I'm just saying, for your own peace of mind and for the peace of mind of others, and because it's your country and you love it and you should care enough, do something, anything, even if it takes only 5 minutes.
I battle the government every day, and I email my congressman and call him. It's something I think you're required to do by the Constitution. If you're a patriot, if you believe in this country, you have to support it in a way that makes it better.
That's right, and I email constantly. And you're absolutely right. All right, now music.
Have you ever heard of a band called Cloud 2? K-L-A-A-T.
Yes, a long time ago.
They have a song called Everybody Took a Holiday. It's a wonderful little song about taking a holiday and half the people didn't come back.
Aren't they kind of like, weren't they kind of like Beatles sounding?
People thought they were the Beatles when they first came out.
Yes, okay.
They didn't really tell anybody who they were for a long time.
Whatever happened to them?
Oh, they just kind of, they're still putting out a little bit. They got real spacey. All about ballads about space and time travel and things like that. But
all right, what CD is that on? Do you know?
I'm not sure which one. My favorite one is the newest one, which I think that came out in '85 or so. It was Magenta Lane.
Okay, well give me the title again of where I find that first song. Or just give me the title of the song and I'll find it.
Everybody Took a Holiday.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
All right.
You know what? I love conversations like this. Not because you and I are sympathetic, but because you just turn me on to some new information.
Well, I think they're musically one of the better bands as far as music itself. They never got popular because they weren't mainstream beat. But
well,
I like them.
A lot of what's not popular is still good. You know? I mean, a lot of what's popular is awful, too. Jerry, thanks, man.
Hey, thanks for your time, Jay.
Thanks for the support. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Lowell George is the guy that produced that Grateful Dead cut. Boy, that is fine. Do we
on the CD, Shakedown Street, one of the great... I'll burn you that CD, Jay.
No, I'll buy it. I don't want to rob anything from the Grateful Dead. I'll buy it. And also, do we have the original of that song? Do you know, by the Young Rascals? Oh, good. We'll play that, too. Let's go to Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
Well, man, I'm hanging in here.
Hey, you know, that guy they called Tom, I think he's symptomatic of a lot of people in the country. There's just total fatigue right now, both on the left and the right. People are burned out. It's been a pretty nasty political theater for the last 4 or 5 years, and people are burned out. People on the right are upset about immigration and other issues. People on the left are upset about the war. They're upset about, you know, not Bush not being impeached. I think people are just kind of at their wit's end right now on both sides of the aisle.
Well, I think we're all fatigued. I would agree with you there. I know I certainly am. But even if you're fatigued, If you choose to opt out and do nothing, if you choose to have no involvement and you don't care, that's fine. That's what this country is all about, choices, which we take for granted and we should really value.
But, I agree.
But if you're going to do that, then do that. But if you're going to call every day, and he has every right to, Tom has every right to call here, and he has every right to express his viewpoint. But if you're going to call every day, and you're going to, and he has the last 2 days in a row, and play that game, then, you know what? Don't complain if you're not prepared to do at least something. And it doesn't take that much of an effort to do something.
Well, I wouldn't disagree, but I think what I look at, and it's easier to see on the left than it is on the right. On the left, there's protests, people go out, they do their thing, and what's changing for them? I mean, you got Democrats in control right now. A lot of the issues that they raised prior to winning the midterm elections last year, there's not a whole lot of movement on it right now.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, but the difference is that, number one, if you're going to change the direction of a country, you don't get it overnight. Number two, the Democrats are in control of the House of Representatives. They are nominally in control of the Senate, and they do not control the White House. And we're dealing with a chief executive who believes, and the people around him believe, that they're accountable to no one and that they can do exactly what they want. Now, as far as the right goes, you can make a case, and a good one, that the fathers of conservative thought, one of them is Barry Goldwater, would have nothing in common with the people who pass themselves off as conservatives today. And I can give you examples of that if you want.
No, I wouldn't necessarily disagree. I mean, the leadership right now, I would agree, is certainly not conservative. But at the same time, you can make the same argument, and I think it's a valid argument, that today's Democrats are not JFK Democrats.
No, some of them are, some of them are not. But I don't think that they push them. I don't think that they, a lot of them, I don't think they pass themselves off as being that way. I think some of them do, but I don't think all of them do. But you got a heck of a lot of Republicans out there in leadership, not in the party, but you got a heck of a lot of Republicans out there in leadership that try to pass themselves. Well, look at not this last debate, but look at the debate before that. I mean, they all try to reference Ronald Reagan. Now, you know damn well, even though I didn't agree with Ronald Reagan, but admit this to me, you know damn well that of those 10 people standing up there, there's no Ronald Reagan there.
No, I absolutely
They can say that as much as they want, but the fact is, that's not Ronald Reagan. And,
no, I agree.
And that's not Barry Goldwater. And
But you know what I think part of it is, Jay, is in this country today, you talked about the fact a minute ago that, you know, you can't change things overnight. And I think anybody who, I think most people don't understand that. We need to see action right away in our society today, and it doesn't happen that way. And I think a lot of the reason why the politicians are the way they are, they poll every single day, they try and be everything to everybody. I mean, rather than going out and saying, okay, look, this is the core of who I am and what I believe in, if you're a Republican, you may not agree with everything that I stand for or that I support, but that's because there's no two people out there that are going to agree on everything.
Well, I think you're right about that. I think you're dead on about that. We are an instant gratification society. That's number one. And number two, yeah, these people do poll every single day, and I think one of the biggest faults that they make is instead of listening to you and me, they listen to the people on the inside, and they would be better off if they spent more time trying to find out what we feel, and this goes for both sides of the fence.
I agree.
If they would find out more what we think and less what people who get paid big high-dollar salaries to tell them what to think. Have a great weekend, Steve. I got to go because I got to get traffic. Thanks, man. All right, Gino with traffic at 6:50, 50 minutes past the hour. Gino, what's up?
We stay seeing some pretty heavy traffic now, northbound I-25 between Spear and 38th. In fact, stop-and-go conditions there. This is due to a crash that has your far left lane blocked, three vehicles right near 38th. So if you are aiming toward downtown on those northbound lanes of I-25, this is the one to watch out for. You may just want to seek an alternate around it. Southbound I-25 starting to get pretty busy as well. There through downtown, I-70 towards Spear. We're getting some heavier traffic now through Thornton and North Glen as well. Weather outlook today looks like we'll have mostly sunny skies, less wind, and warmer with the high.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Remember those little hard rubber balls that bounced really high? Man, I love those. When I was good, my mom would give me a quarter to get one. Now I'm an adult, but it's still nice to be rewarded for doing the right thing. Like with my Progressive Direct car insurance, I save over $400 a year for being a good driver. That's like 1,600 rubber balls. I mean a substantial savings.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive, it's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
This is the sound of a kid being bullied at school.
Where'd you get the shirt? Colorblind and things?
This is the sound of the kid telling her friend about it.
Then she makes fun of my clothes and says I'm not allowed to use the bathroom if the cool girls are in there.
Now this is the sound of that same kid telling her parents about the bully. Just because you don't hear about bullying from your child doesn't mean it's not happening.
McGruff the Crime Dog here with clues for parents to look for if bullying is upsetting their children. Kids may want to avoid school or their grades may suffer. You gotta look for these signs, because kids don't usually talk about it. How do you stop bullies? With words. To your kid, to school officials, other concerned parents, and by going to McGruff.org.
So tonight, sit down with your kid, and you might hear this. But try asking her how her day went, and you might hear this.
Mom, something happened at school today.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Whatever his name is. I think produced this. And Lowell George, did I say that already produced? Yeah, I did. Who produced the Grateful Dead thing? See, I'd love to go to a radio station where I could just talk about music. Isn't it sad that FM music radio is so vacant, with the exception of KBCO, maybe? Oh, and do you think I can give another radio station a plug? Well, management's out of town, so they wouldn't know, right? That I did this? Well, you're laughing, John. Do you think I get in trouble for saying it? The All Night Guy. I assume that he's live, but I don't know. The all-night guy on the mountain is really good. What the hell he's doing on at 3 o'clock in the morning is beyond me. Because the guy's really good. Oh, Felix Cavallari, thank you. Yeah, that's right. He also produced, I believe, The Leaves. Hey, Joe, too. All right, 6:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Maria. Maria, I'm sorry, in Denver. Maria, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mispronounce your name. Go ahead. You're on.
Thanks for having me on. I want to say something that I hope helps a lot of people make up their mind. I want people to think about how marketing is affecting their decisions and everything that, you know, people think that they think. Somebody is telling them to think anything from, you know, Hillary Clinton's tone of voice in a speech to Barack Obama rolling up his sleeves to George Bush pretending to be a cowboy. I mean, there's a whole groups of people that work for them that are telling them how to look and speak to make sure we know how they want us to think. And it's important for people to look at why they're being told something and how they're being told something and how that makes them react.
That's absolutely dead on.
Yeah, I work in marketing and design.
Right. Well, then you know.
I'm in advertising.
Yeah, there you go. You know. Barack Obama gave a speech a couple of days ago. It might have been yesterday, but I don't think so. But I think it was like 2 days ago, where he was talking about the desperation in the African-American community. And he used the term like maybe nine times about quiet riots.
Mm-hmm.
And those people who don't like Barack Obama picked up on that statement. That's right. And then distorted it and claimed that he was making comments that we were going to see the same kind of insurrection in this country that we saw, say, in 1965, which, if you go look at the transcripts, are not true. That's not what he said. And you're absolutely right about this, that you're right. They market to us, and then we take it and we
believe it.
Yeah, and we don't ever check anything out. That's exactly right.
I mean, they research who we are and what we believe and what kind of messages we respond to best, and that's what they give us. And they give it to us on both sides. So, I mean, if people just think about that a little bit, think about why they're being told something, then it'll open their eyes and they can, you know, really believe what they believe instead of what they're told to believe.
Yeah, that is so. How long have you worked in the advertising business?
I'm about 30. I'm about 5 years.
Do you like it?
Well, if every corporation is run like my corporation, I think we're all in a lot of trouble. I think it's all run by people that get in by nepotism and not a whole lot of... just people that are good at being vicious, and that's how how they run things.
Well, you and I could probably sit down and have some good conversations. Thanks for being out there, and thanks for calling with such a great call. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, boy. People could only see behind the curtain of the media. I am going to make those comments about the Democratic Party, speaking of the media, and that is coming up. So stick around.
Jay Marvin on AMZ.
Hi, this is Richard Karn, Al from TV's Home Improvement. I know a thing or two about cordless power tools. They let you work anywhere and help you get lots of projects done all over the house because they're powered by rechargeable batteries, which, by the way, can be recharged thousands of times. Eventually, though, a rechargeable battery just won't hold a charge. You're going to need a new one. But do you know what to do with the old one? Easy. Recycle it. That's right. Old rechargeable batteries can and should be recycled. It's easy, it's free, and it helps protect the environment. Home improvement centers, hardware stores, and retailers everywhere are participating in the nonprofit nationwide Call to Recycle program. To find a rechargeable battery collection site near you, call 877-2-RECYCLE or visit us online at calltorecycle.org. Together, we can protect the environment by recycling old rechargeable batteries. Please answer the call to recycle.
That's 1-800-500-7558.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It may be a case of hurry up and slow down for some travelers who are desperate to get a passport. Live to CBS's Peter Ayer in Washington. Peter, what's going on?
Frank, the administration is moving now to waive the requirement for passports for travelers headed to Mexico and Canada, the Caribbean, and Bermuda. This will be a temporary move, good through September. The State Department needs to catch up with a huge demand for passports. Long delays have botched travel plans for thousands of people. Now, travelers who don't have passports will still need other government ID, and they could face delays at checkpoints. Official announcement of the change could come later today, Frank.
If you've got a road trip planned this weekend, you might be able to pay a little less for gasoline. AAA says the national average price is down a dime to around $3.13. The price of a hotel room is going up.
Motel6.com. We'll leave the light on for you.
Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. How much, Vicki, and why?
Oh, a good $6, Frank. Smith Travel Research says rising demand has pushed your average American hotel room beyond $100 a night. The average rate's running at about $103, up from $97 this time last year. Now, that's a national average, of course. A New York hotel room costs more than $250, three times what it costs in Detroit, Frank.
For now, at least, immigration reform is a dead letter. The immigration bill hit a stone wall in the Senate last night when supporters failed to cut off debate.
It is not likely after this collapse that such a difficult bill can be revived. It was a tenuous compromise from the start. Tough enforcement provisions, a total change in who can immigrate legally, and legal status for most illegal immigrants already in the country.
CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss. She's the talk of the town in Los Angeles. Paris Hilton, home from jail after serving just 3 days of her sentence for violating probation.
If you do the crime, you should do the time.
I don't care about her.
The power of money is amazing. Absolutely amazing. You can do anything, get you out of anything you want.
But Hilton could have to go back to jail. Nick Velasquez of the city attorney's office says officials will ask a judge to reverse the decision to place Hilton under house arrest.
It's pretty cut and dry. The sheriff's department apparently has violated the court order and should explain how they felt they could unilaterally do so.
Sheriff's officials said the decision was based on Hilton's medical condition. They didn't say what the problem was. Power crews are busy repairing damage caused by punishing thunderstorms that roared across the Midwest yesterday. Strong winds stranded some travelers at Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
Stuck us in the tarmac for 2.5 hours. Telling us that there was wind, and then by the time we actually got off the ground and got here, I'd already missed my flight to Peoria.
The same system unleashed a swarm of tornadoes in Wisconsin. Off Waukegan, Illinois, a swimmer drowned in the choppy waters of Lake Michigan. The White House says President Bush is fighting off the stomach bug that forced him to skip a meeting at the G8 summit. Vice President Cheney is scheduled for a routine cardiology checkup today. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Hi, Dave. Sandy here. During the night, there's going to be a huge buildup of pressure that releases scalding hot water onto the production line. Then the plant's going to shut down for the rest of the day. So that's your tomorrow. Bye now.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So to help control your temperature, Granger's added thousands of new versatile plumbing products to help you get through the day. We're adding products and removing problems, from tempering valves to pressure-reducing valves, whatever the job takes. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Granger.com. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Get the good stuff.
Changing your oil regularly can increase your car's fuel economy. And now an oil change has even more benefits. Because when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at Napa, you'll get a free pair of Mechanics Wear gloves by mail. Check your vehicle's owner's manual for the recommended oil change schedule. But fresh Valvoline motor oil every 3,000 miles is a good rule of thumb. Pick up everything you need for your car's next oil change at Napa today. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A big increase in air travel through Denver International Airport during April is bringing a little bit of worry about the summer travel season.
April is not typically a real heavy travel month, so hitting 4 million in April, you know, we makes us wonder what July and August are going to be like.
Yeah, DIA spokesman says more than 4 million passengers went through the plane place in April. That's up 5% from a year ago. Chuck Cannon says folks planning summer trips should know parking will be at a premium and security lines may be long. Prosecutors now hiring an outside investigator to review new allegations about that crash that took the legs of two Berthoud High School wrestlers. The driver, 18-year-old Michelle Barra, is charged with 2 counts of careless driving, but her attorney claims The two boys were drinking and made poor decisions the night of that tragedy. And the Click It or Ticket campaign by Colorado law enforcement agencies is over after producing a huge number of tickets.
We had a record number of seatbelt violation tickets written during Click It or Ticket. More than 11,000 seatbelt tickets were written during the two-week period.
Colorado State Patrol issued the most tickets during the campaign. Over 4,500 drivers pulled over and given citations by troopers across Colorado. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Northbound 25, still seeing some little bit of rolling back up Spear to 38 downtown. That was due to a three-car crash, now been moved off the highway. Southbound lane's a little heavier, too, along that same stretch. And we have the usual stack forming westbound I-76 toward I-25 and eastbound 270 from I-76 to Vasquez. Looks like no worries for you on either I-25 or 225 through the tech center. Traffic looks great in those areas. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny skies expected with less wind, warmer with a high of 73. Currently, it's fair and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need a Father's Day gift idea on the go? You'll find dozens of popular gift cards at your neighborhood King Soopers. Choose from some of his...
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
And then played bass in Mountain before Leslie West joined Bachman-Turner Overdrive. After that transfer, Rolling Stone named BTO Three Tons of Fun. I like BTO, too. And he says, 2 days to Canada, go Ferrari. I agree. And Lewis Hamilton, okay, holding back for McLaren is absolutely wrong, and they should have got penalized for it. And Bernie Ecclestone wanted, the head of Formula One, he wanted to do that, but somehow never followed through with it. But they should have got nailed. You know what? They should have got suspended. Sorry if you're a Mercedes-Benz employee or dealer. So, Roger, good for you, man. Thanks. Appreciate it. And I'll be watching that as well. And Watkins Glen is this weekend as well, which is one of my all-time favorites, Grand Am. Go Darren Law. And what else is out there? Le Mans is coming up. Man, there's a lot of good stuff. Okay. I want to get into this thing about the Democratic Party. Tommy the Commie, who's my good friend, known him for years, and he's on the Chicago Police Department. He is a homicide detective. Sent me an email. He's been on this show before. He's called. And I know he's listening to work because he caught a homicide. He says, well, now you're one step away from joining a third-party voice. No, Tom, I'm not, and I don't intend to do that. But here's the thing with me. And you may think that this is self-serving on my part, but I think you need to look at the bigger picture on this. Today, and I'm not going to say where, but today, Bill Richardson, okay, who's coming to town, who's having some kind of a cocktail party at somebody's house. And I got an invitation to it. Mary and I did. And you got to pay something to go to this thing. You got to pay something like $1,000 to go have cocktails with this guy. Now, we don't have the $1,000. most people don't have $1,000. And I laughed and threw it away. Then the other thing about Bill Richardson is, and this is not only Bill Richardson, this is a lot of the Democratic Party. And I'm talking about nationally, not statewide, because I want to make that really clear. Statewide, we have one of the best Democratic Party organizations that I've ever encountered. Pat Walk, who's been on this program numerous times, does a wonderful job. The people who work with Pat Walk do a wonderful job. The people who work with Congressman Udall, like Alan Salazar and others in his office, Carolyn and Micah, and they do a wonderful job. They are caring individuals, and they really try hard. Ed Perlmutter's staff, and Ed Perlmutter, he is a caring individual, and he does work hard. He's a great guy. I can't say enough about Mark Udall and Ed Perlmutter. Even if I disagree with what they do, I still can't say enough about them. I don't know John Salazar. I've never had him on. I've never dealt with anybody from his office. Diana DeGette tries very hard and tries to do a good job and has people in her office who are dedicated and they care. Ken Salazar, I know we often disagree with him on the things that he does, but he's got good people working for him too. He does try. He just has a different vision a lot of times than you and I have. There are some things I agree with him on. There are some things I don't agree with him on. Bill Ritter, same thing. Tries very, very hard. People in Bill Ritter, and succeeds. People in Bill Ritter's office, good people, work hard. The people around Bill Ritter. The people who are in the legislature. See, I mean, I can name names. Joe Rice. Well, I could go on and on. I mean, there's just so many of them. But they do. They care. They work hard. So, as far as the state Democratic Party goes, they're good folks. And I've lived in, Mary and I've lived in a lot of states. They're really good people. They reach out. They try hard. They really do the best job that they possibly can. You can't fault them for that. You really can't. And I don't have any quibbles with them at all. My problem is the National Party. I have problems with them. Bill Richardson, who's coming to town. We have been, John Turk has been busting his brains out trying to get Bill Richardson on this radio station. Now, you would think if you're running for the presidency, you, in the primaries and in caucus states, you'd want to go to your base, because you'd want to go to your base for a couple of reasons. One, you'd want to go there because you know that that's, you want to influence those people. I mean, those are the people who are active. Two, you want to go there because those are the people who are likely to give you money. So, that's who you want to reach out to. This morning, John and I find out that Bill Richardson, I mean, I don't even think they've ever even gotten back to us, have they? No, they won't even answer us. Okay, I want you to know this. They won't answer us. Now, we're supposed to be, quote-unquote, progressive talk, and we're supposed to be the alternative to the other media, the other right-wing media. Does Bill Richardson people get in contact with us? No. Do they even answer us? No. But we find out this morning that he's going to appear on a conservative media outlet. Okay, you can make the case, and you probably rightly so. Well, Jay, I mean, you're taking this way too personal, and your ego's bruised, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you can get into all of that. But here's a larger picture. The larger picture in starker terms are this. That by going to those media outlets, he is enabling and empowering them. These are the people who are not going to support him in either a primary or a caucus, nor are they going to give him money, nor are they going to turn around and support him were he to get the nomination. I'm not saying he shouldn't go on there. But I'm also saying that he should come on here. And so should all of them. Now, who's been the only one who's come on here? Oh, what's the second media conservative? Oh, he's appearing on two conservative media outlets. Bill Richardson is. So there's two of them. The only one we've ever had on here is we've had Elizabeth Edwards. Right? Is that right?
Yeah, you know, Jay, it's quite disconcerting when I'm trying to line these people up. And I understand, you know, we're in Colorado. We're not in their home state or in some of these caucus states. But, you know, it's like we're trying to support them, but we can't even get sometimes a phone call back or an email back. You know, and with Bill Richardson, it's like he's the governor of New Mexico, we're his northern neighbor, and if he's going to do well, he wants to do well, he's got to get a lot of these western state votes, right?
Yeah.
And you'd think that he'd want to appear on as many media outlets as he possibly can in these western states. And for us not to even be able to sniff an interview with him is just really quite lame.
Yeah, it's terrible. It is terrible. And we couldn't even, John and I couldn't even get any kind of time with Howard Dean. He just disappeared after he gave a speech. Getting him on is like pulling teeth. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's wrong. It's ridiculous, and it's wrong. And you can interpret it any way you want to. You can say, well, Jay-Z goes obviously bruised, but you know something? No. That's part of it. But the other part of it is that the only way you get these folks is if you're like Ed Schultz. Now, I can see not doing any radio. I can see not doing any TV. I can see not doing any of that stuff. I can understand that. John's right. I mean, we know they're pressed. We know time is of the essence. We know all of that. We take that into consideration. We're not asking the world from them. But to go on two other conservative media outlets and ignore us, okay, from a practical standpoint, if you want to call me at 303-713-7600 and you want to tell me why it is that I should care about Bill Richardson, why I should give a damn about the Democratic Party nationally, and why I shouldn't just put my resources, my time, my energy, and my caring into the state party and forget these folks. I mean, tell me why I shouldn't. I just, you know, Bill Richardson is a swine. That's all I can say. I mean, he's, you know, and by the way, as somebody who touts himself as being like the first Hispanic candidate, why doesn't he go by his Hispanic name instead of Bill Richardson? Right? That's like having an obvious ethnic last name and then saying, well, I'll just change my name to Smith, so I'll blend in. So, in other words, okay, Governor, we get it. So you're like, you're Hispanic when it's a payoff, but when it's not a payoff with the general public, you're not Hispanic. Okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. I have no respect for the guy at all. None. And I'll tell you something else. I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard this. And I'll say it, and if people want to get down on me for saying it, it's fine. I've heard rumors he's a womanizer, too. But, you know, Bill, if anybody from your campaign is listening, or the people who are throwing the expensive cocktail party, in which most of us can't get into because we don't have $1,000, and you're going to be on the two conservative media outlets, thanks, pal. We really, those of us who labor every day at AM 760 Progressive Talk,
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000, including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
For most people, there's no substitute for instant gratification. Yet some people can wait if something better's coming along. At Orbitz, in a desperate attempt to feel popular, we're giving you both. So, if you book the hotel and flight you want together on Orbitz, you'll save now. And you'll save $250 later when you customize a package to Hawaii, Mexico, or the Caribbean. Instant gratification now and the $250 savings later.
Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead. Save $250 on qualifying 5-plus night vacations. Travel and book by March 31st, 2008. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
The motto of the Air Force Reserve Pararescueman is that others may live. We train to any environment, any situation. It could be up on a mountain, on a cliff. It could be in the ocean. It could be a dive mission. It could be out in the desert or the jungle, Arctic. And that's what makes us unique. When you go and you rescue these people, the look on their faces is extremely gratifying. That's the reward in itself.
I'm Captain John Fish, and very proud to be a member of the Air Force Reserve.
A way of supporting the station. Not necessarily me, because I don't charge them all that much. But even if I didn't, I would buy cars there, because Mary and I have had nothing. We've got nothing but great deals there and great vehicles. So check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or get by and see them. They're open tonight until 9. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demand.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Stop at the locally owned DVD shop at First and Wadsworth for the best prices on new and used movies and the best deals on games anywhere. Stop and check out the deals on PSP, PlayStation, and Xbox games. Stop at DVD Stop.
Hi, this is Cy Pennington, and if you're in the market to buy a home, here's a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the site with more properties than anywhere else. Start your search today at Realtor.com.
Okay, I admit it. She's my girlfriend and I love her.
Ed Schultz.
Senator Hillary Clinton from New York on the Ed Schultz
Show. Ed, why are you telling everybody? I thought it was our secret. Secret
love. I can't hold it back anymore.
The tabloids are going to haunt you. Wow.
The Ed Schultz Show.
No, I want him to. I want him. I'm proud to be your friend.
Weekday afternoons, 1 to 4.
You are my girlfriend. My wife says yes, you are.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tell me this song doesn't just groove. The Talking Heads live? I never saw them live, which was a stupid move on my part. 725, 25 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 71. It's open phone, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Let's go to John in Colorado Springs. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah. Well, Jay, anytime you consider and think about the National Democratic Party, you have to adopt the attitude that I call the power of positive thinking through the assumption of a negative result. And the reason Bill Richardson's not going to appear on your show, and I don't know him, but I know the answer, and it's about the money. He's not a mainstream top-tier DLC candidate.
Yeah, but we can raise more money than the other media outlets can, because our people are active, our people care, and our people are mobilized.
It's puzzling. I love Bill Richardson, by the way, but I can't really understand why he's not going on 760 or America.
Well, because he's an ignorant swine, that's why. That's why, and he's a phony, and he's a fake. And this is typical of what goes on all the time with these folks, no matter how much you bang on their door. And let me tell you something else. I'm going to tell you something else, too. Do you know why we're in the situation we're in? And I'm talking about Democrats, and I'm talking about liberals,
yeah,
and I'm talking about
people like us, you know.
No, yes, people like us. You know why we're in the situation we're in? I'll tell you why we're in the situation we're in. Because we don't know how to use the media, and we've ignored the media, particularly talk radio, for years and years. Let me tell you, I worked at a million conservative talk stations as the only quote-unquote liberal, and let me tell you, you call the GOP, you call the RNC, you call most Republican candidates or office holders, and let me tell you something, they will get back to you immediately.
Because, I can imagine.
Because they know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
We haven't figured it out.
Yeah, I agree with that. Totally. Paul Krugman makes a. I've gotten aware. I get my inspiration from Krugman's column once or twice a week.
Oh, he's great.
He keeps me going. Now he has a brilliant column, as his columns are always brilliant. About why, you know, talking about the Democratic and the Republican debate. Everybody I should read his article in the New York Times today. But he makes a point that. Well, why hasn't Hillary come out with her talking points about her health program?
That's right, exactly. We've heard nothing from her about that.
Exactly, because she's taken a lot of money from Big Pharma and the health maintenance organizations.
Yeah,
you know, she's a DLC Democrat.
She's you know what? I'm sure she's a wonderful human being. I'm sure she's good people.
I admire her. I was amazed at her performance on the debate. She is so much better than she was, say, 6 or 7 years ago when she was running for the Senate.
I just won't vote for her. I won't caucus for her.
I just can't vote for her. I cannot vote for Hillary. I'll just vote for a Green candidate, the third party, whatever. But I can't vote for the one, because I know she's Republican light. I know that. I mean, everyone should understand that. Now, Krugman didn't say that, but he's making the point. And it's just like you made the point about Mitt Romney totally misrepresenting the reason we went into Iraq.
That's right, and he exactly did, and Wolf Blitzer never tagged him on it. Wolf Blitzer let it go.
Corporate-controlled media. They've got, everybody's got an agenda. The politician is trying to get elected. And let's say you're XYZ congressman out here in a typical district. He's going to need as much as $1,000 every business day so that he can get reelected. He's got to get out and raise that $1,000 a day. $1,000 every day. Hillary Clinton's got to raise millions so that she can get elected.
Yeah, you know what, though? Obama's going to beat her again, and he's doing it with small donations, basically, and some heavyweights.
No, it's really interesting, isn't it? And that can give us some hope, too. Also, you've got Rahm Emanuel lurking around in the background. I mean, this guy's like the Prince of Darkness, you know. And hey, if you want to be a success in Congress, you got to stay on the right side of Rahm Emanuel in the DLC.
Yeah, that's very true.
And it comes down to the money, and that's sure. Everybody says we ought to get the money out of the system, but I don't see anybody making any great moves towards doing it because we're all in prisons. You know, it's like Rick Bitzer, the comments about how he's in the debates. Hey, he's got sponsors to keep happy.
Well, it is shifting, though, slowly but surely. It is shifting slowly but surely because the Internet is empowering people. I mean, you look at Edwards with that Edwards' wife and his sister with that pie thing. Now, let me tell you about Obama. Obama's got a deal going, which I think is great. He's reaching out to small contributors, and he's saying to them, give me $25, give me $10, give me $50, give me whatever you've got, and you could win an intimate dinner for five with me.
That's
now,
a great deal.
Now, look, man, I ponied up a couple of $100. I got a friend who ponied up a couple of $100. And maybe we'll win and maybe we won't, but at least it's out of the box. I mean, at least it's something different, and at least Edward's pie thing is something different. Hillary keeps running the same thing all the time.
She doesn't need the money.
Well, she's going to start to need it because Obama is kicking rear. And like I told that guy Tom I got in an argument with last hour, Obama did 80,000-plus donations last time, and it was off the Internet, and they were all small donors.
Wow. Really? That's impressive. I love to hear him anyway. I'm like everybody else. I'm enthralled with Barack Obama.
Now, he's got heavyweight contributors. He's got money contributors. I'm not going to deny that. But the fact is, at least he's trying to do it differently, and at least he's reaching out.
He's fresh and he's inspirational.
You know?
But again, it's the same, it's the same old situation. The Prince of Darkness is lurking in the background, you know. Prince of Darkness being the DLC. And again, the money, it's like Hillary going up and down Wall Street, shaking her tin cup. You know, and those people, to write a check for $1 million, a lot of those people, it's really like me writing a check for maybe $1,000 or $500.
I understand. You know, the one thing I won't do, though, I won't vote third party because, you know what, then we'll end up with George Bush type person. I just won't do it. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm not going to vote. I won't vote third party. Hey, man, thanks. I got to go get I got to get traffic.
All right. Bye-bye.
See ya. That makes John happy. John's always on me. Jay, break. John, if we had a network show, I'd be forced to. But I love you anyway. 7:32, 32 minutes after 7. Join us tomorrow, Saturday, June 9th, South High School, 700 East Louisiana Avenue. We're passing out new AM760 bumper stickers. Want more information? Go to AM760.net. I'll be there. So you can hurl all your insults at me. But, John, say it out loud. Yeah, it's the Obama event. We'll be there. Gina? I barely said anything to you this morning.
You've been busy. That's okay.
I've been serious this morning. And you know what? Why am I being serious when it's Friday?
I know. We need something to lighten it up.
Well, Paris Hilton may go back to the Slammer.
Yay.
I know. You know something gets me about that story real quick? I want to talk about that a little bit with you. What gets me about that story is people have a tendency to dismiss that as being a gossip story. Okay, I understand that. But there's a larger message here, which I was trying to get into yesterday. And the larger message is this. We're in big trouble. If we live in a place, in a country, where somebody like her can break the laws and then get sentenced and then get away from it because, come on, let's face it, who she is, how much money she's got, and that's wrong. I mean, if you were an African-American or a Latino or even a middle class or lower middle class, anything, any color, except white. No, even if you're white.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
If you're middle class anything, or lower middle class anything, okay, you're going to go to the Slammer. But if you're a blonde, sexy, rich, white chick, I hate to use that term because it's sexist, you're going to walk. How does anybody think that's fair, or why does anybody think that that's right, or why does anybody think that that's, you know, okay?
And since when do you get out of jail for whining a lot because you're sick?
Yeah, she claims she has some kind of ailment. Well, what? You don't have medical facilities in the LA County Jail? That's BS. I know they do.
Well, then they said that first it was a physical illness. Then they said she could have had a nervous breakdown.
Yeah. Why doesn't anybody here get the bigger picture behind this? That we ought to stand up. And then we ought to say, look, if you're middle class or you're lower middle class in this country, or you're poor, you're not going to get cut any breaks. But if you got money, you're going to walk. And the thing is, the justice system should not cut on that. But everybody writes that story off as just being gossip.
No, it really sends a bad message all around the globe. This is how we do things in America.
I hope she goes back.
I do, too.
You know, not because I wish her any harm, not because I'm jealous of her, because she's got money, not any of those reasons. But because, you know something? She, number one, needs it, and number two, we got to stop that. We got to stop this in this country about the money get one set of treatment and the rest of us get another. Because if that were you and I, we'd be in jail.
Absolutely.
All right. What's the traffic look like?
Actually, we're in pretty good shape around town. You know, it's looking great for Friday. Lighter traffic than usual. Southbound I-25, though, approaching 6th Avenue, had a bucket of nails fall off a construction truck. So those are all over the highway. You want to be really cautious as you head through there. Washington at I-70 had a minor wreck, and we have one off the highway at Bellevue and Federal. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, less wind, warmer, high of 73. Currently, it's fair, cool, low 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Call
attention shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
For some reason in the video game world, every summer is really slow. Every summer except this one. Because GameStop is changing things with our first ever huge game day summer sale. Right now, save 25 to 50% off new games and accessories throughout the store. That's up to half off tons of great games and gear for all platforms. So turn the long, slow dog days of summer into game days and save 25 to 50% right now at GameStop. See store for details.
If you're in the market to buy a home, let me give you a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Hi, this is Ty Pennington. Searching for a home just got easier. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the number one real estate site, Realtor.com. It's easy. Log on to the site with more properties, photos, and home tours than anywhere else. And find your ideal home. Start your search today. Visit Realtor.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
His special day, from a great set of Duralast tools to anything he needs to get his car back in tip-top shape, AutoZone has thousands of things for Dad to pick from. Make this Father's Day one to remember. Get to AutoZone today and pick up an AutoZone gift card.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Oh, BTO, yes. Pedal to the metal.
What a great song. Just a minute.
But I wanted it that way.
Rock and roll on AM is cool.
I think that any love is good love. So I took what I could get. She looked at me with big brown eyes.
Have you ever heard that story about the Beach Boys? That they used to take their music after it was recorded and they'd play it out of a little teeny speaker so they could get an idea of how it would sound on AM radio? Smart. They were smart. 7:40, 40 minutes past the hour, mostly sunny, high today, 71. Don't forget the Barack Obama Walk for Change. It is tomorrow. Participants will canvass through the streets of Denver to talk about Obama's campaign to change politics. That's coming up tomorrow. Starts at South High School, 1700 East Louisiana Avenue. I'll be there handing out new AM 760 bumper stickers. If you want more information, go to am760.net. We'll see you out there. And I would do it for Bill Richardson, too, except Bill Richardson would just never get in touch with us. And here's an email from Jim Lamb, who listens in Arizona, which is one of my favorite states in the whole world. I'm from Arizona. I listen to your station on the net. I can't for the life of me understand how you can badmouth Richardson and Hillary. Why not just forget about them and attack the enemies, the Republicans? The old saying, with friends like you, who needs enemies, fits you. Well, you know what, Jim? A couple of things here. Number one, this is the primary season, and this is when you're supposed to advocate for those you believe in and criticize those you don't. That's what the democratic process is all about. And number two, Republicans are not our enemies. They're people who we disagree with. I'm not going to play that game, which is the game that a lot of them play, which is, oh, you're the enemy because you don't see things like I see things. No, man, I'm not going for that. There's no way. All right, let's go to Jeff in Centennial. Jeff, you're on AM 760, open phones. Go ahead.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing all right.
Good, good. I remember talking to you the day after Memorial Day, and we talked about doing something for the troops. You had a special show on that day, and I called in and I talked to you, and I told you that we were putting something together for the troops that would be very special. I'm happy to announce that it's done.
And, well, clue us in.
Jay, we put up a site. It's called ustroopstravel.com. That's www.ustroopstravel.com. What happens on this site is you go onto the site, just like Travelocity, Expedia, Orbitz. You book your travel, you book your hotel, you book your rental car, you book your cruise. But now the money, the commissions from this site will go to the troops.
Okay. I got to ask you an important, critical question.
Please do.
How much do you make off this?
Not one penny.
Okay, I take your word. And the reason I ask that is, here's the reason I ask this.
Sure.
Because technically, okay, I could get popped for allowing you to do that if it's a business in which you or anybody else associated with it derives any profit. So I have to protect myself and the radio station by asking you that question.
And I understand. This site is owned by the father of a troop that's in Iraq. He's managing it. I'm helping him to get the money to the right people, to the Fisher House and places like that. I get nothing from this site. The site is connected to a site that I own, and the parent company will take care of me. So my money does not come from this site at all.
Okay, this is great. Give the site out again.
www.ustroopstravel.com. progressivetravel.com. I would love for our progressive listeners to use the site. Let's raise some money for our troops. And then I'm going to come back on in about a month to tell you how much we raised and who we gave it to.
Okay, you know what? This is great. I also need for you to do something else, if you can. Can you take time out today and send us an email about this?
I could do that right now, Jay. And I want to thank you. I want to thank all your listeners. I want to thank Turk, because listening to you guys really made me understand that a lot of this stuff that we talk about really isn't about us. We can fight about the politics of all day long, Jay. We've got guys and girls sitting in the desert.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Give the site again.
www.ustroopstravel.com. That's troops with an S.
All right, man. You know what? What a fantastic, great idea. We're going to put you on hold so John can talk to you and get more information. And I just can't thank you enough.
No, Jay, don't thank me. Let's thank our troops.
Yeah. You know what? You're absolutely right about that. And I mean, it's...
That's the reaction I got from a Marine just the other day, Jay. He and I hugged and we cried when I told him about the site. So I know I'm doing the right thing.
Well, I know you're doing the right thing, too.
If there's anybody out there, Jay, who wants to criticize, what I'd ask him to do is to send money to their favorite charity and then call me and beat me up as much as you want.
Yeah, you have the right idea, man. That's how we all ought to be. I mean, if you don't want to get involved, I mean, you know, you want to say things, but then prove at least to the public in general, prove to others that you're at least trying to get something done. Just don't roll with the flow and claim that there's nothing you can do. Jeff, you know what, man, you're welcome here any time, and I just thank you. I thank you a bunch, and I thank the, you know, we thank the troops and pray for them, and we hope that they're going to be okay, and we got to stop this madness, and we just I don't know about anybody. I know you do. I do. We think about it every single day. Jeff, thanks, man. Hold on. John wants to talk to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. All right, John, do your thing. Let me go to Sherry in Denver. It's open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? Sherry, hi. You're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
What I have to say makes me feel really stupid now.
Well, why?
Well, because of what he just did.
Well, yeah, but...
And it is trivial. I just...
not, you know what? That's not necessarily true. I mean, here's the thing.
Well, when you hear it, you'll say it, so it doesn't matter.
No, we can all go to that. We can all go to that site, and we can all book our travel through there, and we can contribute, and
right.
Bang.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. It's very good.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. I have a job that I go to different accounts all day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to the station all day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or sometimes I turn it, which is very rare, when I get very upset. Okay. I had come in, and Ed had his friend, who's a lawyer from California, on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He said it is a noted secret that between the lawyers in the state that the Los Angeles jail system is one of the worst in the country.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
But he also mentioned that not only does she get let go, but a lot of people let go. And he said he would be very, very, very surprised if it was told. Well, it was told on your station in the news in the beginning of the morning. And then they changed it to, you know, her problem with the doctors. And so he asked, well, why doesn't she go to the doctors at the prison? And he said, people kill themselves every day in those prisons.
It is a horrible thing, and it's very rough in there. And I'll tell you, there's a guy, and may his soul rest in peace, he's passed on now, but he's one of the neatest people I ever knew. He's in the movie Reservoir Dogs. He also had a movie which has just been re-released on DVD, and I'm going to bring it up to Tom Tagney after 9 o'clock, done after his... his book. The movie's called Straight Time, but his book was called Never a Beast So Fierce. His name is Eddie Bunker. Eddie Bunker was the youngest inmate ever in the L.A. County Jail maximum security ward when he was 16, because he was in the California Youth Authority when he was 16 and stabbed a guard, and they didn't know what else to do with him, so they stuck him in there. Of course, he went on to become a lifelong criminal. But my point of bringing this up is I used to put him on the air here when I was here before, and he would talk about the L.A. County Jail. And everybody there knows that the jail's bad. But the thing about Paris Hilton that makes her different than everybody else is she wasn't in the general population.
I know. I know that, too. And I think it is a cop-out, and it made me sick. And it go, you know, it's like I'm getting – I've listened to you all week. And when you had the man from the Muslim community that was on.
Oh, Taj, yeah.
Yes, very, very, very interesting. And I called that day because I was going to the other end of the state and I could wait. But I couldn't because I lost you. The thing that I want to talk about.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Farad, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life. But nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How I long to hear you sing beneath the clear blue skies.
A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Town. Weather outlook today, looking for mostly sunny skies, warmer day with a high of 73. Tonight, some clouds, then it'll clear out with a low of 48. Currently, it's fair and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Need a Father's Day gift idea on the go? You'll find dozens of popular gift cards at your neighborhood King Supers. Choose from some of the
cheaperusedautos.com,
where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit cheaperusedautos.com. At cheaperusedautos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. cheaperusedautos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
Now through June 11th, the video station is offering a twofer. Rent one movie and get a second rental absolutely free. Take home two of your favorite movie rentals for half price. Tell them you heard this ad for your free second rental now through Monday, June 11th at the video station in Boulder.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Today's the day to get away. Come to Dockers Headquarters, the men's store inside JCPenney. And when you buy $125 of Dockers apparel and accessories, get a free round-trip airline ticket to one of 10 great destinations. No matter where you go with Dockers clothing and accessories, you're sure to look good when you get there. The men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to get in, find it, and get out. JCPenney, every day matters. Must be 18. Restrictions apply. Visit JCPenney or JCP.com for full terms and conditions. Offer ends June 9th.
Wow, this is great news.
Thanks. Oh, I'm really excited.
Are you telling people yet?
I think I'll wait a little bit, just in case.
Have you told your mom yet?
Oh, not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say I am quitting smoking.
Congratulations.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. That you've decided to quit smoking. It's the first step you can take to protect your baby's health. We can help you quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You wanna go? All of you who wanna go to college.
Wanna go?
You best listen to this knowledge. Listen. You gotta be a go-getter, cause it's hard to get there. Get up in their face, get up in their space. So ask for help and do not stop. KnowHowToGo.org, let's rock.
That was Farnsworth Bentley with Wanna Go. For more college info, visit KnowHowToGo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Leave formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right. One free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-900-2217.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
Do you find yourself troubled and confused?
Is she the right one for me?
Now you may know what the future has in store for you today.
Is this the right career choice?
For a free live sample reading,
is he being true to me?
Call Psychic Angelia Johnson.
What is my financial future hold?
Specializing in love, careers, health, and family issues. Find out what a gifted psychic can do for you. Call 1-800-948-3037.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ooh, nice choice, John. Acoustically, yours. Stevie Ray Vaughan. Wait, you know, that song that Stevie Ray Vaughan does, I hope we can play it next hour at some point. Or maybe we'll do that for Christy. What about Crossfire? What a great song. All right. Let me go back to Sherry, who's been on hold. Sherry, go ahead. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Okay. As I said, I was listening to him. He has the calmest voice. He never raised it. He seems really, really nice. But the thing that I did notice, which had nothing to do with him personally, were the callers. Well, you know, I've never met anybody like that. I've never talked to anybody like that.
Hmm.
I've never done anything like that. And the more I listened to them, the more upset I got. And I thought, you know, what do? When you meet a person, do you walk up to them and say, oh, by the way, are you a Republican? Are you a Muslim? Are you Catholic? Are you Jewish?
No,
are you black? Are you white?
I never ask.
Neither do I. You don't look at a person and decide if you're going to dislike them or like them immediately, and you don't ask them those questions. And to hear people say, well, you don't, your people, God, if I heard that one, you know, your people. These are supposed to be well-educated people that speak to you, or they're supposed to have some education, or they're supposed to be intelligent. And I thought, you sound like a bunch of fools. When I was young, well, my mother came from Europe, and you knew she was European by her accent. We were also Jewish, and I was raised in a home to always think about people as people, never to judge anyone, to see how they treat you, to treat them fairly. It didn't matter what color skin they had. It didn't matter what education, as long as they treated you well. I think that's the way we should start thinking about
people. I think so, too. We should try to find common ground as much
as
we can.
That's right.
And that's very hard to do, because being human, it's very hard to do.
No.
I got to get the news, Sherry.
Okay.
I love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Chris.
Hi, this is Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
Someone that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
We all know we shouldn't do it. We know that talking on the phone while we drive is dangerous. We know that driving while eating lunch is not a smart idea. And we know that driving while tired or drunk can kill. Every 13 minutes, negligent driving costs a life on our nation's highways. Keep your hands on the wheel, your mind on the road, and for more information, go to negligentdriving.com.
Are dead about 5 times faster than you could on your own. 5 times faster.
I'm so happy to be debt-free. I've made it, and it feels great.
Call Harbor Credit Counseling today to learn how you can get debt-free. For free information, call 1-800-300-2870. That's 1-800-300-2870. 1-800-300-2870.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Travelers bound from Mexico, Canada, Bermuda, and the Caribbean are catching a break. A short time ago, the government announced they'll have more time to get the passport they'll need to get back into the country.
It's a temporary fix good through September as the State Department deals with what's described as a record-breaking demand for passports. There are up to 3-month delays, and that's spoiled a lot of travel plans. People headed to Mexico, Canada, the Caribbean, and Bermuda will still have to show 2 things, a State Department receipt for a passport application and another government ID. People without passports could also face extra delays at checkpoints. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
All this won't help Chris Simos of St. Louis. He's going to Greece, still needs a passport, and he's still waiting.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, there are millions of people right now trying to get passports. People are losing their money on trips left and right, and you can't get any response from these people.
Indicted Congressman William Jefferson has just entered a plea to charges of soliciting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes. The Louisiana Democrat pleaded not guilty and was released on bond. The next chapter in the Paris Hilton saga will play out in a Los Angeles courtroom 2 hours from now. The city attorney's office will ask a judge to reverse the sheriff's department and send Hilton back to jail to serve the rest of her sentence for violating probation. County Supervisor Dan Canabi says sending Hilton home under house arrest after just 3 days behind bars sent a bad signal.
I think we're talking about, you know, a celebrity justice kind of issue. It just doesn't look good, okay, as to what happened. And people are outraged, and I think we all are.
Hilton was sent home for unspecified medical reasons. ABC has dumped Grey's Anatomy co-star Isaiah Washington. Washington caused an uproar a few months back when he used an anti-gay slur to describe series co-star T.R. Knight. First, he denied it, but later Washington apologized. Now, in a written statement, he says, "I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore." If you've got a problem with drugs or alcohol, that may not be your only problem. CBS's Barry Bagnato explains.
When it comes to health care coverage, substance abusers aren't treated equally. A study in the journal Health Affairs finds deductibles are 46% higher than for other medical expenses, and that 4 out of 10 workers who have out-of-pocket cost limits for general medical and surgical services don't have them for substance abuse treatment. Only 19% of insured workers get unlimited treatment office visits or hospital stays.
The New Hampshire legislature has voted to repeal a law that required parental notification before a teenager could have an abortion. Because of legal challenges, that law was never enforced.
The feeling was that it's an unconstitutional law. It is doing no one any good, only causing litigation, and it was time to repeal it.
State Senate Majority Leader Joseph Foster says he expects supporters to come back with a modified proposal. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 24 points. NASDAQ is up 7. This is CBS News.
And now for the bonus round. Mary had a little lamb. What did Jerry have?
A silly salamander.
Correct. Snowmen are...
snow boys all grown up.
Correct. How fast can you get movies with Netflix?
As little as 30 seconds on your PC.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's 2 ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
Smokey here. When you're a hardcore biker like me, it's nice to know that Geico Motorcycle Insurance covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. It's reassuring. It's like I have an imaginary sidecar, and my guardian angel's riding in it. And he's brought plenty of juice boxes and muffins, and he's totally cool with sharing. Yeah, old Smokey's never been too good with metaphors.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The opening of a memorial to the 12 students and one teacher killed at Columbine High School may be delayed. It's all about a dispute over attempts to rewrite the words of one parent in memory of his son. Brian Rohrbaugh, whose 15-year-old son Daniel died in the massacre, says he's getting ready to sue if the memorial committee forces him to change his text, although he won't say exactly what that text is. A Denver police officer among three people hospitalized after a drunk driver went out of control downtown. The accident happened around 2 this morning as the cop was escorting a prisoner. The driver apparently tried to flee the scene, but other cops stopped him. And 5 years ago today, the Hayman fire raged. The largest wildfire in Colorado history cost $40 million to contain, forced more than 5,000 people out of their homes. Today, FEMA says wildfire still poses the biggest risk to our state.
We have so much urban wildland interface going on, we could easily lose 1,000 or more homes.
FEMA paid out more than $2 million in individual assistance, more than $5.5 million just to fight that fire. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Incident-free around the metro area. Good speeds on both 6th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike approaching I-25. I-70 running clear in both directions across town, and you just have the usual congestion on I-25 southbound either side of I-70. Traffic pretty much dragging now, eastbound lanes of 270 crossing Commerce City. Security wait time at DIA, 20 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny skies. Less wind, warmer with a high of 73. Currently it's fair and 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha, caramel, hazelnut, and any flavor combination you like. Stop into Sonic and try a new iced latte today because Sonic is your ultimate drink stop.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey.
Love your new patio furniture.
Thanks, Marge.
Somebody got a raise?
No.
Oh, alone, huh?
No. Marjorie?
Yeah?
Do you want to come over?
Uh-huh.
For a limited time at the Home Depot, save up to $100 on select patio furniture from Hampton Bay, like the Sydney Chat Set, a complete outdoor living room for just $399, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through June 20th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 71. Beautiful morning out this morning. It's Friday, and it's time to talk to the woman with the world's largest resume from the Center for American Progress, Christy Harvey, who is the editor of Mic Check, a daily preparation service for radio producers, talk show hosts, and progressives at large. Check that out at miccheckradio.org. And I just don't have time to go into all of your successes, your accomplishments, and your achievements.
I think you've done a pretty good job there.
Not to also decline to mention the fact that you're a year older.
I am older. A whole year older.
Are you any wiser?
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm on my way.
Yeah, there you go. And the other thing is, I got to send you, I keep forgetting to do this. I got the tickets in the mail the other day. I got to send you the dates for the Force family being in town, because we can not only go to see them race, but we can also, they have like autograph sessions.
Oh, no way.
And we can go up and meet them.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
So I can like get weak-kneed around Ashley and be a dirty old man, and you can, like, talk to John and convince him that he needs to become a progressive.
I can do that. I've convinced many a man to become a progressive, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and go green in his dragster.
Right. Although I'm a little soured on the whole racing thing this week. I was home last week in Dover, Delaware for the, it was the big race weekend.
Oh, it got rained out.
And I got rained out, and it just, the entire town, I think the size of the town quadruples when it's race weekend, and it just, it made things very difficult. I got stuck in a lot of traffic, so.
Well, but that's Smash Car.
That's true. That is true.
That's not Formula One or.
It's not real racing.
Or Grand Am or American Le Mans or drag racing. That's Smash Car.
Okay, okay.
You know, what is that thing, what's her name, Samantha Bee say on Jon Stewart the other night? That's where you brush your one tooth.
That's
now,
funny.
There are people out there who like it, so I'm sorry. Okay, there is a bunch of stuff to get into this morning, and there's so much I just don't know where even to start here.
I know.
Because I haven't touched hardly anything because I've been on talking about the Democratic Party and how disillusioned I am with Bill Richardson. But let's start with this. Let's talk a little bit about the G8. And here's the thing I find fascinating about this whole meeting of the industrialized world. The head of Germany, Angela Merkel.
Yes.
Now, she's talking about global warming and greenhouse gases, and I hear there's a movement afoot. I guess it's going to happen that in the next month or so, or next couple of months, they're going to fully and completely regulate the Autobahn, which is a total and complete drag as far as I'm concerned because, well, see, I see the argument about greenhouse gases and all that, but I really did want to go over there and drive that at 180 miles an hour. Now I guess I'm not going to be able to do it. But here's the thing about her, as opposed to George W. Bush. Difference is, Germany's biggest exports, I believe, are German, what are called, quote-unquote, German muscle cars. Those being like BMWs, Porsches, you can go on and on.
Right.
And yet, she's resisting the pressure of the auto industry and is trying to make something happen. On the other hand, we're not going to do anything about cutting greenhouse gases until, what, 2050?
Right.
Is what Bush is saying?
Well, and yesterday it was a little strange, I thought, because the big news came out was that they reached this huge agreement on the greenhouse gases and that they were going to put them in the hands of the United Nations to help to negotiate all of the different deals between the countries. But then when you really looked at it, I don't know that it was as good of a news as it was portrayed in the headlines. I think they just agreed that they would try and agree in the future as opposed to really coming down with anything solid. Although it was interesting to see basically President Bush this week agree with everything Al Gore's been saying for the past few years. That's an inconvenient truth for him, I guess. But it was sort of a mixed message that came out of yesterday. But you're right, you know, all of these other world leaders are looking past tomorrow to try and make some changes now, and especially in a week that there was a huge story yesterday that was talking about how global warming is now starting to threaten cultural landmarks, Machu Picchu and, you know, churches in Palestine and look at New Orleans and things like that. So, I mean, it's something that needs to happen. It needs to happen now, but the president is still being really, really strange about it and dragging his heels. We'll see what happens.
Because he doesn't have to. And
right.
A couple of things on this. I left out Mercedes-Benz, and I also left out Audi. But that's because I root for Porsche. I'm conflicted by this because I've said this on the air a lot. I love combustible engines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally and completely seduced by them. Smell, sound. I desperately want some kind of answer. I'm not excited about the idea of, one, having to go slow. Okay, so I break the law of speed. Okay, going having to go slow. And then the idea that electric cars, they don't make any noise. There's no boom. And I guess I'm a little kid at heart because, you know, I like boom. But We have to do something about this. We have to figure out some way out of this. And this guy, I mean, he just won't. You know, if Angela Merkel can do it with the pressure she's got internally, this guy can do it too.
Well, and I think that there can be a happy medium. I mean, no one's going to take away your cars and give you a bicycle and say that you have to go live in the trees. I mean, you can still probably keep your fun combustible engines. But then people who don't care about it maybe can switch over to the electric cars and make some strides there. You know, it doesn't have to be all or nothing.
Well, automobiles do one-third, so what about the rest of it that's not one-third?
Exactly.
How come there's no discussion about that? Now, you can't tell me there's not some way out of this.
Exactly.
So that, you know, I just, okay. Where are the 39, I meant to get into this yesterday, where are the 39 detainees? You know, this whole story, and then also there's an AP story running today about the CIA running secret prisons in Poland and Romania.
What are we? Are we the Stasi? Are we the KGB?
What
are we doing here?
This is really awful. And yeah, there's this new report that came out of the I think it was the Center for Human Rights and Global Justice, working with Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, and they found that there are 39 people who have just vanished after entering or after the CIA has picked them up and whisked them away. And didn't we used to be the guys in the white hats? One of those, you know, way back in the day? We were the good guys. And the thing that really struck me from the article, there was one line sort of near the bottom talking about this, and they said that kids as young as 7 years old, have disappeared after going into CIA custody. And we've got these black site prisons, which are these top secret, brutal prisons, where we hide people all over the world. And it's the thing that scares me is, you know, we've talked about the extraordinary rendition and things like that before. We are purposely sending people into these countries where we know for a fact that they will be tortured. We are outsourcing torture and other really despicable, brutal behavior so we don't get our own hands dirty, but that these people are still hurt. And most of the time it's because we don't have enough on these people to show that they are in fact terrorists, like that guy from Canada who, after we brutally tortured him and sent him to Egypt and tore out his fingernails, said, oh yeah, oops, sorry, wrong guy.
Yeah, I'm not a terrorist. And then also, look at the 15-year-old. And I remember having this intense argument with this guy about 6, 7, 8 months ago. Oh, there's no 15-year-olds down there. Oh, yes, there are.
Oh, yeah.
And now it comes out, and his case gets kicked out of court, and you got that going on. Plus, we've got employees of the CIA, which are being tried in absentia in Italy for kidnapping.
And they're whisking people away now in private planes. There was this fascinating story last year that the CIA borrowed the private plane of the owner of the New England Patriots to kidnap people and send them into, I think it was Syria.
That's disgusting.
Really disgusting, but I have good news. Very, very good news, and we should all be happy about this as progressives and, you know, humans. Yesterday, the Senate Judiciary Committee reauthorized legislation to reinstate the basic human right to habeas corpus.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Habeas corpus is going to make a comeback in the United States, and Sam Brownback actually said he's going to vote against it. How do you vote against habeas corpus?
You know, that the habeas corpus, it only says that you are allowed to say, you know what, I don't think I've been justly imprisoned. It allows you to take whether or not you've been justly imprisoned to a judge. And it has been a basic right since the Magna Carta, 1215. And this year, Alberto Gonzalez said, yeah, I don't think that that's a basic right. And so finally, the Senate said, all right. And it passed through the Judiciary Committee. That's hard to say this morning. Judiciary Committee. And all that means is now the Senate can finally vote on whether or not to instate this basic human right that's been around basically since the dawn of time back into, you know, our national consciousness. So that's good news. That's very, very good news.
That is, you know what, that's really good news. It's 8:17, 17 minutes after 8. Christy Harvey, Center for American Progress. Okay? Immigration bill, dead.
Yeah, dead. I don't know that it's completely dead. I'm still holding out a little bit of hope that something will happen. But this is what really made me angry. So they finally, and, you know, the bill had its good parts, it had its not-so-good parts, it went a little too far in places, it didn't go far enough in a lot of places, but you know what? As a progressive and as just an independent thinker, at least people were starting to grapple with this very difficult issue. And they had put together this very delicate balance. And then 2 days ago, conservative Republicans just tried to torpedo it in the Senate, and they introduced and passed this poison pill amendment that was a deal breaker that said that this guest worker program that they had very carefully crafted had to die in 5 years. You got 5 years, which really isn't time to do anything with it, and then it was gone. And there's a senator named Jim DeMint from South Carolina.
Oh, he's twisted.
Twisted. And he actually came out. I could not believe he actually spoke these words to a reporter. He came out and said that he voted for that poison pill amendment that would kill everything, even though he personally supported the guest worker program and thought it was a great idea. He said, quote, if it hurts the bill, I'm for it. So he just turned it into this, and a lot of these really right-wing senators turned this into a political game where they just tried to score political points rather than do their job and make some legislation. Makes me crazy. Why are these guys in office if they're just there to play?
Well, the whole subject makes me nuts because we can't face this like adults and work it out. We have to have all of this craziness and hysteria tacked onto it. And any time you get on the air and you make those statements, then the response you get is, oh, you must be for open borders and you don't get the seriousness of the problem.
Right.
Now, I get the seriousness of the problem. I'm just tired of the BS.
Well, that's the thing. It's a real problem, and you have too many of these right-wing nutheads coming out and just trying to attack or attach every single other problem they can to immigration. Drunk driving, it's because of immigration. And
well, right. I mean, there's all this hysteria around it. Plus, on top of that, speaking of that, I just want to throw this in, which I laughed. I laughed so hard I had tears in my eyes that the Republican debate the other night on CNN, whether you want to call it a debate, I was telling John this before we got on the air this morning. We all have this problem that there are things about ourselves, I know I certainly have it, that there are things about ourselves that we don't want to face up to or that we can't reconcile, and so we have a tendency to shove it off on somebody else. Like sometimes I'll lose my temper with a caller, and
I can't picture you losing your temper,
Jay. Oh, yeah. And, you know, then I'll blame, well, you know. But the thing is, my fault. Okay, these guys are standing up here, and now their latest answer to their problems are, oh, George W. Bush is governing like a liberal.
Right.
Okay, so in other words, instead of saying, well, look, this guy's done a bad job, we need to have a serious discussion about ourselves and our relationship with the American people and the future of the party and what we're going to do and how we fix things, they're going to shove it off on us by claiming that George W. Bush governs like a liberal. Well, okay, so in other words, what you're saying is that George W. Bush governs like Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton's not really, but okay, that he governs like Al Gore would govern, or that he governs like John F. Kennedy, or
right.
He governs like, I don't know, you know, name anybody. I mean, name anybody you want. Name. I mean, does anybody buy that? No, how are you going to buy that argument? That's BS.
Well, and I also think that it just underscores a huge problem with a lot of the political nature of the Republican Party today. The reason that we're in a lot of the messes we're in today is because this administration and the Republicans in Congress played pass the buck for 6 years. You know, nothing was ever anybody's fault. There was no responsibility taken for anything.
Yep.
Things start to go wrong in Iraq. Instead of saying, let's fix it, it was just, let's shove the problem over there. And that's all I could think of when I was watching the Republican debate was, they're doing the same thing that they've been doing for 6 years. Instead of saying, you know what, the party's in trouble because we've made some bad decisions and there's some bad apples in our ranks, they just tried to pass the buck yet again and say, hey, man, wasn't me. That's their answer to everything. Hey, man, I didn't do this. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if someone just stood up one day and said, you know what, I was part of this problem, and now I'm going to be part of the solution. I would pass out on the sofa out of sheer joy and surprise.
Yeah, I would, too. And now the latest talking point, because I get Republican callers who call here. Now the latest talking point is, well, you know, they deny that this has been going on for 6 years, and now their latest thing is, well, the Democrats are in control, and what have they done? Now, let's assume they haven't done anything. But, which they have, but the thing is, we're nominally, I mean, marginally in control of the Senate. I say we, I'm thinking about leaving the Democratic Party, but we're marginally in control of the Senate. And how long has it been since the November elections? And how long is that? That's however many months?
Right.
Well, you know what, you guys, and I'm going to say this to the next caller, you guys had since 1994, and now you've had everything since, for the last 6 years, and what have you done? Nothing, except take us backwards.
And every time the Democrats have stepped forward and tried to do something, look at the immigration bill for a perfect case in point. You have these crazy, really, really far right-wing political figures like Jim DeMint who come forward and say, I'm just here to try and mess things up. Not here to be constructive in any way. I'm just here to try and stop you from moving forward.
Well, that's Tom Tancredo's whole thing, too. I just want to get myself on TV and, you know, make an ass out of myself. All right. We won't talk about Paris Hilton, even though she...
I was talking about this before we came on the air. I was interested in the story for about 8 seconds yesterday, and then it just completely... Do you think my attention span has grown too short? I don't care anymore.
No, but I think the sad thing about this is, which we'll need to discuss at another time, is money. And
right.
The fact that if you're a good-looking, rich celebrity, or you're just a rich celebrity or a moneyed person, you'll walk. And the only way the rest of us will get out is if, you know, somehow we can raise the bail or they use the overcrowding thing. But that very rarely ever happens because... In her case, she was by herself. Oh, John wanted to add something. John, go ahead.
Hey, me and Christy were talking about a new reality show that we could come up with this whole Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, and now Scooter Libby thing. Call it Three's Company and make them all live in the same jail cell.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? I would totally watch that.
Yeah, I would, too. I love reality. I love reality shows. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to be, now check this out very quickly, I'm going to be in California, which is kind of a tragic story, but I'm going to be there next week because of my mother's health. I'm going to seal away 45 minutes, and I'm going to go to Yorba Linda, which is 15 minutes from my sister's house, 13 minutes, and I'm going to go to John Force Racing.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic.
And I got a gift shop, and I will acquire you something.
Thank you very much.
I'll talk cheaperusedautos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's almost here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit cheaperusedautos.com. At cheaperusedautos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. Cheaperusedautos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
People communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information absolutely free. Just call 1-800-500-7558. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-500-7558. 1-800-500-7558. That's 1-800-500-7558.
Do your joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right. One free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-900-2217.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
I'll identify myself as an evil conservative who nonetheless enjoys your good humor and your point of view. I like listening to your show.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, well, I'd rather talk to you than...
I want to be polite.
I know, but they've trained you so well in conservative talk radio. Now, the rules there don't apply here.
They're more fun than most of them.
Of course, because being a liberal is freeing. It makes you funny.
Randy Rhodes.
I'm very grateful for who I am.
Weekdays at 4.
I'm really disappointed that we agree fully.
On AM 760.
I don't know what to say.
Progressive Talk.
I think Janine sent me an email about the fact that we don't play enough Stevie Ray Vaughan. I'm seriously considering taking this song and using it and bumping the Iggy Pop and using this as my opening.
I thought it was going to be the Beatles' Good Morning.
Well, I think we should play either that or Good Day Sunshine every morning at some point. Because I need it to help me stay mellow. 8:30, 30 minutes after the hour. Mostly sunny. High today, 71, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Tom Tagney coming up after 9 o'clock. We're going to talk about movies, Ocean 13. I've got a bunch of DVDs that are available at the video station in Boulder. And also, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. And, Gina, how about this idea? John started this.
Yes.
Okay. A new reality show. Paris Hilton, Scooter Libby, and then we got to find, like, one other person, George Michael, and they all have to live together in a jail cell, and we get to watch it. Or, how about Scooter Libby and Paris Hilton with Boy George?
Interesting. I'd watch it.
So here's my question. If you had to find Scooter Libby and Paris Hilton a cellmate, who would it be?
Oh, gosh.
Who'd be if like, you had to choose one?
You got to put a third in there, so you got to come up with a cellmate.
Has to be somebody like a male that's really down and dirty. Somebody that.
Okay, how about Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
He's a pig. What about him?
Somebody that would really offend Paris's sensibilities, if she has any.
How about Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Hey, brother Scooter, get your hands off my piece of bread. I mean, I don't know. Who could you?
I'm thinking.
Who else has been in trouble lately and has gone as slammer? Joe Nacho's no good from Quest because he's kind of colorless. I mean, he doesn't really have any flair. Who else are we talking about here who's got flair who we don't particularly care for? Who's been in jail or has caused trouble?
Did Michael Jackson go to jail?
No, he's free. He went to another country.
He was in jail for a little while, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he doesn't count. He's gone. He's out of the United States. It's got to be somebody who can really jail. You know, who you could believe would be in the can. So
I'm drawing a blank. I'm trying to think of somebody.
I am too. I'm trying to think of what high profile person has been in trouble as of late.
Charlie Sheen's always in trouble. How
I was just
him?
Reading phone calls, but did you mention Lindsay Lohan would be kind of fun?
Yes and no, because I feel...
Because her Paris, I think you'd see a few cat fights in there.
Yeah, but there's trouble Lindsay Lohan is. I kind of feel about her the same way I do about... what's her name? Britney Spears. I feel sorry for them. I don't feel sorry for Scooter Libby or Paris Hilton.
Why don't you feel sorry for Paris Hilton? But do for Britney Spears.
Because Paris Hilton does not have the same problems that Spears and Lohan have. Paris Hilton's deal is that she thinks that she's too glamorous, too rich, and too self-centered to obey the rules. The other two have mental and addiction problems.
Yeah. She may have mental and addiction problems.
Oh, come on, John. She's got a psychiatrist.
We don't know. We're not doctors.
She has a psychiatrist, but come on. Look at her attitude.
But we're just assuming that.
No, I'm not assuming anything.
It's called self-entitlement.
Yeah. Gina's right.
She might be messed up in the head.
Look, let me tell you something. Unless you're addicted to a substance or have an extremely bad problem, when you go before a judge and the judge tells you, okay, you're on probation, don't do this again, and then you turn around and do it again, you're asking for trouble.
You're saying that's not addiction. You don't think that she might have addiction to alcohol.
No, I don't think she does. I really don't believe that she does.
That's a bold statement.
Well, maybe a bold statement, but I don't think she does. You just like her and are defending her because she's good looking and makes you horny.
No, I'm not. I just find it odd that you defend Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan, but not Paris Hilton.
She's the classic party girl.
Well, has she ever gone to rehab? Paris? No. Uh-uh. She's never even tried. That's because I don't think she has to. Because I don't think there's anything wrong with her in that regard. You're right, I don't know. John's right, Gina, we don't know.
Yeah, but she's claiming this whole nervous breakdown thing now, how convenient.
Yeah, see, I'm tired of rich celebrities walking. I don't care who they are. What are you laughing about? You think I'm wrong?
No, I think you're exactly right.
I mean, I can accept the problem. Look, I can accept that you have a dependency problem. I can accept that with Robert Downey Jr. I can accept that with Tom Sizemore. I can accept that with... I mean, did you see Tom Sizemore in court? He breaks down crying.
He's a mess. He would be perfect.
He is a... Well, but
for
he's
this.
A, no.
For our reality show.
No. Because he's got a legitimate problem. Paris Hilton parades in and parades out. And a lot of these people who have money do exactly the same thing. While the rest of us, we have to go do time. I don't know why people keep going, oh, stop talking about it. It's a gossip story. No, it's not. It's the American justice system. Whether it's local, state, or national.
How about Bobby Brown for the reality show?
Oh, what about, what's his name? The Chicago R&B artist who has never gone to trial and has gotten charged or accused of being involved with all these underage girls. What's his name? Kelly. Is it R.J. Kelly?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. What about R. Kelly?
We had one guy mention Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, I can tell you some great stories about Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, Mike Tyson.
Danny Bonaducci. I love you. I was on opposite him in Chicago and kicked his rear. I love you.
Good for you.
Danny Bonaducci, I love you. Okay, Danny.
He is so overrated. I don't get his appeal.
Yeah, he and Larry King can get together and they can both go, Miami, hello. All right, it's 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Traffic this morning on this Friday.
All right. Well, virtually no hotspots. We do have one wreck northbound 25 near 120th. Rescue headed out there. But otherwise, we're looking pretty good there on that southbound side of I-25 right near Thornton and North Glen. Still stacked up eastbound 270 through Commerce City. C-470 eastbound busy through Highlands Ranch. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, little less wind, warmer, high of 73. Currently, fair and 55. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Support for AM760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival opening this weekend, June 9th and 10th. Stop by any participating Wendy's and pick up a 2-for-1 coupon.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR.
parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter? Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
The only thing better than playing video games is playing more video games for less money, which is why GameStop is having our first ever huge game day sale. Right now, save 25 to 50% on new games and accessories throughout the store. That's up to half off of tons of great games, cool gear, and top titles that'll carry you through the summer. So come in now and get more games for less money with 25 to 50% savings during game days, only at GameStop. See store for details.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Today's the day to get away. Come to Dockers Headquarters, the men's store inside JCPenney, and when you buy $125 of Dockers apparel and accessories, get a free round-trip airline ticket to one of 10 great destinations. No matter where you go with Dockers clothing and accessories, you're sure to look good when you get there. The men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to get in, find it, and get out. JCPenney, every day matters. Must be 18. Restrictions apply. Visit JCPenney or JCP.com for full terms and conditions. Offer ends June 9th.
Now through June 11th, the video station is offering a twofer. Rent one movie and get a second rental absolutely free. Take home two of your favorite movie rentals for half price. Tell them you heard this ad for your free second rental now through Monday, June 11th at the video station in Boulder.
It's yours free just for calling 1-800-500-3305. And it provides valuable insight on how to change your investment strategy to help grow your portfolio. You could be making one of eight common investment mistakes without even knowing it. But if you don't call for your free copy of the eight biggest mistakes investors make and how to avoid them, you're making the biggest one of all. Call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 800-900-0427. That's 800-900-0427. 800-900-0427.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
A little bit more talking heads for you. 8:41, 41 minutes past the hour. Mostly sunny, high today, 71. I'm amazed by some people's behavior. This guy, I'm not going to say who he is, keeps sending me these emails, and they're like attacks. I never answer them, and he just keeps sending them. Well, sooner or later I'll figure out I don't care. J. Marvin, I am 760 of Progressive Talk, and it's open phones. So let's go back to the phone. Oh, and somebody said, how about Paris Hilton, Scooter Libby, and Mike Tyson? That would be pretty interesting, wouldn't it? All right, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Ralph.
This is in reply to Mark, who called from Colorado Springs, where I am.
Oh, yeah.
Guy from yesterday, the guy in the military that worried about the objectivity of the Colorado Springs Independent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a civilian, and I recently published a letter in the Independent. It pointed out that our military has lost every major shooting war since VJ Day. Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, each with over 1,000 U.S. dead, each a loss. Now, a major cause of those defeats is the lies that our military keeps feeding civilians. I graduated from the Air Force Academy in 67. I served in Southeast Asia. One in 29 of my classmates died there. As an intelligence officer at headquarters, I got to read years of classified and super classified material. While our generals repeatedly lied to the press at the 5 o'clock follies in Saigon.
Yeah, they used to. You're right. They would do that continuously.
Oh yeah, I'm sitting 7 miles away. I'm reading what's going on. I'm talking to people who know what's going on. And this, I can't say it on the air. baloney on a daily basis is fed by the generals to the press. You know, Jay, us civilians, now that I became one, are nowhere near as dumb as the Pentagon thinks we are. We're getting tired, again, of being treated like mushrooms, especially as the Pentagon trumpets its fifth or sixth or whatever it is plan for victory, and we only get more casualties. Mark, I love you, but if you want civilians to believe you, you've got to get our generals to quit lying. Now, I also have friends who are generals, and their problem is they don't get promoted for losing. They got to win. So if you believe our top brass, the U.S. won 10,000 victories in Vietnam, and we're well on our way to another 10,000 victories in Iraq.
Well, sure, the scenario always is they could have or were going to win the war, but it was the civilians and the left in this country that sank the effort. Nothing is ever said, and nobody rises up and says, well, wait a minute. Yeah, but how do you explain the fact that they lied about the situation for years and years, and they just went along to get along?
Yeah, Jay. I mean, look, the military tells the press exactly what a good criminal defense lawyer tells a jury.
That's exactly right.
Only the rosy part of the truth, usually much more heroic and logical and nicer and cleaner than reality. The brutal, stupid, mistaken, or illegal acts that the military does, like Tony Soprano, the military declares them matters of national security and conceals them under secret and top secret or higher classifications. Tony's lawyer pleads the fifth, but it's the same thing. We aren't going to tell you the full truth because then we look bad.
Well, also because if they tell the full truth, then they're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Remember the secret bombing of Cambodia?
Sure.
Okay. You know, and I know, and America now knows, that it is both highly illegal and highly classified.
That's right.
Well, I got to read about it before it started. The VC and the Cambodians knew it was taking place because they got bombs falling on their heads. U.S. reconnaissance teams in Cambodia, where they weren't supposed to be, and thousands of our grunts in Vietnam watched as the bombs fell across the border and cheered. The only people kept in the dark were U.S. civilians.
Geez, how come you didn't? Well, that's an unfair question.
No.
I'm going to ask you why you didn't leak it.
Jay, that's why I really want to talk with Mark. I mean, it's sort of like I heard him, and my heart went out to him, and the reason is he's me, 40 years younger, and probably in much better shape.
Yeah, I alternate between, I alternate between anger at the Pentagon, not the troops, but at the Pentagon, and also the GOP, and also some of the callers who call in and parrot off all this stuff. And then a lot of times I just feel really bad and I feel really sad for them that they've managed to buy into all of this and that they believe it when it's so apparent and it's so obvious that they are not telling us the truth and they have not told us the truth. And to a certain degree, we can all understand about not telling the truth when it comes to your career and your job, because nobody, I don't care who you are, is going to go out, with the exception of a few people, nobody's going to go out and purposely self-destruct their lives. But it's like, my God, these people are dying.
But Jay, why do
these guys will speak out about it after they retire. Why don't you say something when you were there?
Jay, I've been on both sides of this fence, and it's worse than you think. And here's the problem. You're there, you see the classified, you listen to or you read the text for the lies that the president or the military are going to tell today. Okay, but you know what you know is classified. First of all, if you tell the truth, you get to go to Leavenworth for decades. Secondly, and here's the real problem, you don't know enough to know whether that piece of classified information, if it becomes public, is going to help or hurt the people that have their lives on the line.
Well, that's true, and that's always the allegation, that you've done something to hurt those people who are out there hanging it in the wind and risking everything for the belief system that they have. Ralph, I got to get some traffic. You know what?
Thank you.
I'm down in Colorado Springs all the time because I have a good friend down there. I got to figure out some way.
Can I leave a telephone number or address with your screener?
Yeah, man. Hang on.
Done.
All right. Because I got to figure out some way to have a get together or a gathering in Colorado Springs. 849 AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina, traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like we've got another crash on northbound I-25. This time it's at Lincoln Avenue. That'll be on your south side, Lincoln Avenue. So as you come into the city from Castle Rock, watch out for some possible delays there. That one on the opposite end of town, northbound I-25 at 120th as well. Looks like possible injuries and rescue is out there trying to assist those motorists. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny. We'll get some warmer conditions with a high of 73. Tonight's...
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Oh, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health Omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken Omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Because a whopping 82% of all car accidents are caused by distracted drivers, Allstate would like to dedicate the next 10 seconds to helping you drive safely, distraction-free. Wasn't that nice? Just you and the road. Unfortunately, we can't keep every driver focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness. Part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today, and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you find yourself troubled and confused?
Is she the right one for me?
Now you may know what the future has in store for you today.
Is this the right career choice?
For a free live sample reading,
is she being true to me?
Call psychic Angelia Johnson.
What is my financial future hold?
Specializing in love, careers, health, and family issues. Find out what a gifted psychic can do for you. Call 1-800-948-3037.
Looking for someone
someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Ooh, yes. 8:54. 54 minutes past the hour. Mostly sunny. High 71. Mood music. I like Todd Henley and I like the Eagles. And I don't care if people go like, oh, God, they play it on mix. At least it's better than God-awful afternoon show on Alice. Hey, Barack Obama's Walk for Change. Participants will be canvassing through the streets of Denver to talk about Obama's campaign to change politics. It's happening tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m., and we'll be there at South High School. I'll be there, 1700 East Louisiana. I've got the brand-new AM760 bumper stickers to pass out. And if you want more information, go to AM760.net. Tom Tagney standing by. Tagney standing by with the movies. Open phones underway now. JJ and Golden. JJ, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Well, I started out in Golden. I'm in Fort Morgan right now, so I've been on hold for a minute. But
hey, man.
I know you're running your show.
Reduce your carbon footprint, will you, please?
So anyways, my vote's going to be Stevie Ray at the top of the show and William Jefferson.
Oh, you're breaking up. Oh! You're one of my favorite callers. How could you do this? Come back. Where are you?
I'm here.
Your phone's breaking up.
Oh, my goodness.
You're one of my favorite callers. It's killing me.
It's killing me. Am I back?
Yeah, I think so. Go ahead about the part about William Jeffers.
Jefferson.
I see what you're going to say. Put him
in to go back to
you can't say that. I took it out. You can't do that. You cannot. Did that get out? There's no delay? Oh, it didn't get out. Thank God. I need that like I need a hole in the head. JJ, don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, I just saw my entire career flash before my very eyes. Ouch. George in Denver, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. That's a very interesting topic, that racial innuendo about Paris. Oh, well, I guess I better not go there.
Yeah, don't go there, man. I mean, don't even touch that.
Okay, even though, well, yeah, okay, I won't go there.
Because it's not right on any grounds.
Okay, I'll just have to concede. But anyway, I think it's interesting that, here we got Paris, and then, that is offensive how anybody could just see the hypocrisy and could not see the hypocrisy. I mean, it is so clear, and people are just used to rolling over, and they just never question. They never confront. And, like I was watching, I think his name is Tucker on MSNBC.
Yeah,
and
right.
He's up in arms about Barack Obama saying that a riot, a race riot.
Oh, by the way,
New
yeah,
York.
You know what? Let me tell you something about that. Go read the actual transcript of what he said. Tucker Carlson distorted what he said.
I'm sure of it. Yeah, and I'm glad you said that. I haven't. That would be really interesting. And I'm sure that, his bias clearly comes out. And then he turns around and he's up in arms about William Jefferson. And then he talks about Libby like as if, oh, well, he'll probably get a pardon, so what? And he's also minimizing Paris Hilton.
Yeah, you're
and,
right. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely 100% right. George, I got to get the news, man. I love you, but thank you. You're right. And thanks for setting it straight.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Back with the look at the movies.
It's the 6th Annual Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. There will be activities for all ages, food, beverages, and fun. We're defending our freedom on Independence Day. Proceeds benefiting the ACLU. Find more info on am760.net.
You can buy omega-3 fish oil anywhere, but where can you get it for free? From the people of Iceland, from Iceland Health. We believe so much in the power of our omega-3s that we want to give you a free bottle so you can experience the amazing benefits yourself. Just call today to request your free bottle.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
AM 760
and HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Relief for American travelers. The administration has suspended a requirement that people flying to Canada, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Bermuda need a passport to get back into the country. Since announcing the rule, the pipeline's been jammed with applicants. And in the case of Nancy Bjerke of Clemens, North Carolina, it took the help of her congresswoman to get hers after a three-month wait.
And I know that if she had gotten somebody to intervene, I know, I'm positive it would have never gotten here.
More from CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
Different agencies had different views. An official says the Department of Homeland Security was reluctant to bend the new rules. The most pressure came from members of the public and the travel industry complaining that trips would have to be canceled if U.S. citizens who hadn't yet gotten a passport felt they wouldn't be able to fly home.
An hour away from a hearing that could determine whether Paris Hilton goes back to a jail cell. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman has the latest from Los Angeles.
We have been told by court officials here that Paris Hilton is not expected to appear in person at this hearing, which is scheduled to begin in just under an hour. She will take part in the hearing via a telephone conference call. Now, during the hearing, the city attorney is going to request that Paris Hilton be sent back to jail. The city attorney claims the sheriff had no right to release Hilton from jail and put her under a so-called house arrest. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the downtown courthouse in Los Angeles.
A not guilty plea this morning from Louisiana Democratic Congressman William Jefferson. He's accused of soliciting more than $500,000 in bribes. Authorities say $90,000 in cash was found in a freezer of his home. Well, after his court appearance, Jefferson vowed he will fight the accusations.
I am absolutely innocent of the charges that have been leveled against me. And I'm going to fight my heart out to clear my name.
His trial is set for January 16th. The sentencing hearing is underway in Selmer, Tennessee, in the case of Mary Winkler, convicted of manslaughter in the shooting death of her minister husband. One of those who testified, the victim's brother Matthew, who said Winkler had been sending letters to friends, asking them to say something good on her behalf.
I've never received a letter. I've never received a letter of apology for taking away my constant, my best friend.
Winkler faces up to 6 years in prison. Immigration reform, what's next? We're live on Capitol Hill with CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
The morning after the bill they worked so hard on collapsed on the Senate floor, authors of the immigration measure insisted it's not dead.
We are not giving up. We are not giving in.
Democrat Edward Kennedy says the bill to tighten borders and give legal status to illegal immigrants is too important. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham agreed.
We don't go away. We're going to keep pushing this.
He acknowledged fellow Republicans knocked the bill off its tracks, but insisted that is temporary. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 10 points, and the NASDAQ is up 10 as well. This is CBS News.
We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the two top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality.
Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot.
Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Oh, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you could win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local The Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Bear better? Take the Bear Challenge and decide for yourself. Only at The Home Depot. Good, better, Bear.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An increase in air travel through DIA during April is bringing a little bit of concern about the upcoming summer travel season.
April is not typically a real heavy travel month, so hitting 4 million in April, you know, we makes us wonder what July and August are going to be like.
A DIA spokesman says those 5 million passengers going through the plane place in April is up 5% from last year. Chuck Cannon says folks planning summer trips should know the parking is going to be at a premium and the security wait lines may be long. Prosecutors now hiring an outside investigator to review new allegations about the crash that took the legs of two Berthoud High School wrestlers. That driver, 18-year-old Michelle Barra, is charged with two counts of reckless driving, but her attorney says the two kids were drinking and made poor decisions the night of that tragedy. And the Click It or Ticket campaign by Colorado law enforcement agencies is over, and it produced a huge number of tickets written across the state.
We had a record number of seatbelt violation tickets written during Click It or Ticket. More than 11,000 seatbelt tickets were written during the two-week period.
Colorado State Patrol issued the most tickets during the campaign. Over 4,500 drivers pulled over and given citations by troopers across Colorado. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still dealing with a two-vehicle crash northbound I-25 right near Lincoln Avenue. That's going to be on your Douglas County areas there on the south side of town. So watch out for that if you're coming up from Castle Rock. Southbound I-25, still a slow pocket for us downtown 58 to Spear. And we have heavy traffic eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Weather outlook today, expect mostly sunny.
Energy Hog the team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy is being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
As a dad, you probably taught your son how to hit a baseball. But have you taught him what not to hit? Teach him early that all violence against women is wrong. For tips, visit endabuse.org, brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, and Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'll do the opening. Want me to do it? I can do the opening. Okay, I will do the opening. We're going to talk about films. We're going to argue. We're going to have a good time with the one and only Tom Tagney, National Movie Critic. And it's all brought to you by the video station in Boulder. Tomas, are you there?
Good morning, Jay.
Well, let me see. Do we just get down to the basics right away, or do I run something by you and see if you agree or disagree?
Well, I think we need to get to Ocean's 13, but let's run something by me first, and then we'll get to the Rat Pack Revisited.
No, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do Ocean's 13 first.
Okay.
Now, here's what I hear about it. I hear that it's better than 12.
Yep.
But I hear that it's not that great, and I'm still inclined to want to go see it. What do you think?
There you go. Well, you know, this is really one of those judgment calls. It is. I think that everyone agreed that, what, to me at least, the first Ocean's 11 remake, I mean, the first Soderbergh Ocean's 11 that came out like 5 or 6 years ago, I think that really sort of struck a lot of us as kind of a breath of fresh air, sort of a hip, slightly retro homage to Sinatra's Vegas Rat Pack and all that. And so I think we really kind of appreciate it for what it was and what it wasn't. It's not, you know, there's not much depth to it. It's really just very slick eye candy. But the fact that you get so many high-powered actors willing to do this and a quality director like Steven Soderbergh, who can do anything he wants to do and has done in his career, for him to choose to do something as light and as much of a vanity piece as the original Sinatra Ocean's 11 was, you kind of saw it as a lark. And I think if you took it in that spirit, it actually was kind of nice. Then Ocean's 12 comes along, and they decide to take the setting leaves Vegas, and instead starts globetrotting. And so it goes to Amsterdam and Rome and Paris. And you have this, and the heists become more and more elaborate. You have Julia Roberts playing a Julia Roberts lookalike, who then impersonates Julia Roberts. And by that time, you begin to think, you know, I think this series might have sort of run its course.
Yeah, that didn't work.
So the nice thing about Ocean's 13 is, as I think the general consensus is now forming, that it's a return to the old form of Ocean's 11. Now, I know not everybody liked the original Ocean's 11, again, the original Soderbergh Ocean's 11, and if you didn't have an eye for that, then there's no reason to see this again. But it really is fun. I mean, basically, I think the main point of any of these series is they're a bunch of good-looking guys hanging out in good-looking suits. It's just like there's nothing really much more to it. But when you've got guys like Clooney and Pitt and Cheadle and Andy Garcia and all, it's like it's good enough. I mean, it's slick, it's entertaining at a very superficial level, and why not? And then for this version, they decide to up the ante a bit by making Al Pacino the heavy. And so it's like, why not do this? Now, the deal is, for those that are a little skeptical, there's no tension in this movie. There's no sense of danger. You know these elaborate heists are going to be pulled off, as improbable as they are. I mean, it is just, it strains credulity, but you just go for it. Because the point of these movies is never the heist. It's just to watch these cool guys sort of hanging out. And the thing is that there's always a subtext to, Clooney and Pitt are Clooney and Pitt in the movie, and then they're Clooney and Pitt in real life, and they make all sorts of sly cracks. There's a crack about Clooney's weight fluctuation, and there's a crack about Pitt's, burgeoning family, the number of kids. So there's a kind of sly level at which that all can be appreciated. At the same time, there's no real reason to even make the movie unless you just sort of like to chill out. Now, to me, this is the fourth of the summer blockbuster trilogies. And of the three others, this one in some ways is the least disappointing because I think the expectations were, not that high, and it seemed like a return to the 11 rather than a remake of the 12th or sort of a spinning off the wheel. So, I don't know, I didn't mind seeing it. It was a nice break from all these, other things that I've been seeing, but it's fluff. It's just,
well
done fluff. Absolutely. That's what I feel like.
And I'll go see anything that Al Pacino's in.
Ah. Well, you know what's funny about this is that Pacino just sort of hangs out. You know, I think Pacino is one of the great actors of his generation, but I also think he's one of the great over-actors of his generation. And in this case, he really doesn't chew the scenery nearly as much as you expect. And the nice thing is, in fact, one of my favorite scene in the entire movie is his foil is Elliot Gould. In fact, the whole justification for this is that of the heist is that Al Pacino's character sort of screws Elliot Gould's character out of, this casino fortune, and the guys all come to his defense. So it's kind of a revenge movie, although, again, you don't need much motivation for these movies to happen. But Pacino really, that's a nice, I wouldn't mind seeing, a sort of like a De Niro and Pacino. I think it would be interesting, actually, to see Elliot Gould play off and, have a couple of old casino old-timers taking off after each other, because Elliot Gould really sort of weights the movie nicely opposite Pacino.
Yeah, he's good, too.
Yeah,
he's good, too.
So again, I know there are people, and I've run across them, a number of people that sort of resent the fact that this movie even exists. I think if this was all that Soderbergh ever did, you might think, man, this guy's as lightweight as they come. But for a guy to do something like Traffic and then something like this and Schizopolis and everything, this guy can do anything, and that just sort of adds to the fun. Now, whether it's going to be an Ocean's 14, I can't imagine. There could be, if the money is right, these guys. It might actually be interesting to see all these, you know, hunks age. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing an Ocean's 14 maybe in 5 or 6 years, and then just sort of see how, as these aging, you know, stars, you know, come across, deal with middle age and old age. I don't know.
Yeah, a reunion would be cool.
Yeah, a reunion. Now, I don't know how much, you know, when this Ocean's 11 first came out, I think this was 6 years ago, I went back and saw the original Sinatra one, and man, that is a creaky time machine of a movie. I mean, talk about the ultimate vanity piece. I mean, there was
but
really...
But it's great.
No, yeah, exactly. And now what's so funny about it is it was a pure vanity piece that now it's like a perfect time capsule for what 1960s Vegas was like and what the Rat Pack was like.
Yeah, because those casinos and everything else are gone.
That's exactly right. And so now, you know, all these scenes now in front of the Bellagio and everything else, in 10, 20, 15, you know, years, who knows... That Vegas keeps changing. It's going to be another perfect little time capsule. And if you think of it in historical and archival, you know, terms, then I hope they do keep making these things. You know, they may not be substantial, but they are significant in a kind of historical way. And it also captures a little bit of the zeitgeist and the kind of a, I mean, I'm sure that our kids, you know, will sort of wonder what all this sparring between Clooney and Pitt are, because they won't know, or maybe our grandkids, you know, won't realize the hidden, the subtext of what's going on. But still, I'm glad these movies are made, and it's nice that they're in the hands of such an accomplished filmmaker as Soderbergh.
Yeah.
So that's a thumbs up from me.
Yeah, same page. 9:15, 15 minutes after 9, Tom Tangney, you like when I say your name there, our national movie critic. Okay, I've got some new video releases, and we'll talk about those, but first I want to run a film by you.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if we talked about this film or not, but it's showing again on the cable. I believe Sundance is showing it. Either Sundance or IFC is showing it. And it's one of my all-time favorite films. Charlie Varrick. You ever seen it?
Yeah, Walter Matthau?
Yes, and Joe Don Baker?
Yeah. Well, I have seen it. I have fond memories of it, but not... I mean, I'm actually more interested in knowing why it's a favorite of yours.
Because I love the plot.
Uh-huh.
I like where it takes place. And I love the characters in it. And I like everything about it. Like, and now I can't think of his name, but the head of the mob company that owns the bank.
Yeah.
You know, where he says, and I'm staying at the Travelon Inn Lodge. You know, and just the whole thing where he goes out with the bank president and has the conversation, you know, where he's asking him about, where he's telling him, like, about what's going to happen
uh-huh.
if they don't recover the money. And the guy, the character actor, and I can't think of his name, but he starts getting real squeamish.
Yep.
The whole thing is just really, and Joe Don Baker is this kind of guy who people would say, oh, Buford Pusser and Walking Tall and all this
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly, that's how he's most known for.
But
what he's most
he was, to me, he was great in Junior Bonner, and he was great in this film.
Yeah.
I just think it's like a great movie.
Yeah.
And I've seen it a million times.
Have you? Well, you know, the thing is, I don't think I've seen it more than once.
Man!
I'll put this on. That is just one of those movies you see and you sort of register it. It's like, I would be happy to revisit that. In fact, if it is actually going to be on cable this weekend, maybe I will catch it and I can be more in-depth on it. But, yeah, you know, to me, the focus for you is Joe Don Baker. I actually think Walter Matthau is one of these interesting actors, you know, that... You know, we know him from things like The Fortune Cookie and his comic stuff, The Odd Couple kind of you know, routine. But it's really nice to see him in you know, more serious movies. And, the Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, again, is one of my, you know, favorite films. I really like the kind of career that Walter Matthau managed to, you know, generate, given his kind of, given his status as a comic actor, he managed to, you know, bridge that you know, that gap very nicely from
dramatic
to comic. So
I agree.
Yeah, that's a great blast from the past. I wish I'd seen it more recently. I could you know, discuss more in depth with you, but maybe I'll catch it this this weekend and track it down for you.
Yeah, it's a great film. And then the other one that I want to talk about just real briefly, which has been re-released, and I got to get a hold of, not only because I know the guy, I did know the guy, he's passed on now. I did know the guy who the story comes from, but he's also got a bit part in it, and it's a fabulous movie, and that's Straight Time with Dustin Hoffman. Did you ever see that?
You know, that's... I never saw Straight Time.
Oh,
you think it's that fabulous?
Yes, you never saw that?
No.
About Eddie Bunker's life?
I mean, I know of the movie, but I never saw that. And that's one of your favorites, huh?
Yeah.
That's, you know, I must admit that my hunch is that the Dustin Hoffman connection kind of scared me off a bit. He's authentic in it, I guess you'd say.
Well, he's authentic in it. He's not like... He doesn't have anything to do with Eddie Bunker's personality.
Yeah.
But he's authentic in it, and the story behind it is so appealing about how, you know, Eddie Bunker was this hardcore incarcerated con who wrote this novel, and the novel became a sensation, and Dustin Hoffman acquired the movie rights and picked him up at San Quentin in a limo. And gave him a red, I want to say it was a Ferrari, but I'm not sure what it was. And when I met him, he still had the car.
Is that right?
And he was such a great guy. And I'll tell you something. I've talked to all kinds of people on the radio. Felix Rodriguez, Watergate burglar.
Uh-huh.
All kinds of folks. I mean, you name it, and I've talked to them. He was, without a doubt, the most interesting and coolest guy, Eddie Bunker, I ever met, and one of the best guests I ever had on the air.
Wow.
And I met him, check this out, you'll love this because you're into the movies. I met him, Mary and I met him, at Musso and Frank's for lunch one day.
Go ahead.
And it was just the coolest experience of all time.
And what did he think of Straight Time? What did he think of the movie?
He loved it.
He did.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't get his personality down. He loved the attention.
He was a gruff character, and Dustin Hoffman doesn't, you know,
gruff.
He's not gruff. I mean, Eddie Bunker's always gets high like this.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, you know. But still, Hoffman does like the best. He just does a great job in the film. And it's really, that's another one of these ones that a lot of people just don't have any idea about.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you know, I think I remember the poster of the ad campaign, sort of an intense shot of Hoffman's face or his eyes. But, you know, I think at the time, I'm trying to remember when that came out in his career, if it didn't feel too much like a vanity project.
70s.
Vanity project, yeah. That this was something that, you know, he was more invested in than anyone else, but... Well, that's good. You know, I love recommendations. I mean, I've seen thousands of films, but I can't see everything. And Straight Time, that'll be one. I'll drag out of the archives and check it out. So
yeah, it's just. I mean, I could go on and on and tell stories about Eddie Bunker. I mean, he was so. Well,
so where did he end up living? I mean, where did he settle down?
Eddie lived in Los Angeles. He lived in Hollywood all his life. He underwent open heart surgery, and he passed away. And I had lost contact with him, and then I read it one day that he had died, and you know, I was pretty broken up about it, and I should have stayed in better contact with him, but you get busy and other things go on. He had such great stories, and you know what was really cool about him is when I worked on the other radio station here in town, you get these people who call up and they're for imprisoning and jailing everybody.
Yeah.
And I would put Bunker on the air. And Bunker would challenge him and say, well, you know, you think you know what you're talking about when it comes to the slammer and the joint?
Yeah.
You ever been in? You punk? I mean, he just like, you know, start on him.
Yeah.
And he's in Reservoir Dogs.
He is.
Yes, he's smoking the cigar and asks the question of the word we can't say on the radio, the Richards. He says, how many Richards is that? And he's the guy that's reacting to Quentin Tarantino's Madonna joke.
I'm going to have to do some research on your good buddy Eddie Bunker. That's fantastic. I was going to say, I mean, what a great testimonial to have Straight Time done, but he's also in Reservoir Dogs. That's another thing.
Oh, yeah.
In your,
And I think I've told this story on the air, but I'll tell it to you. He showed up to do Reservoir Dogs. He looks at Lawrence Tierney, and he says, I know you. And Lawrence Tierney goes, yeah, where? And he says, I whipped your rear in the parking lot of the Coca Cabana 60 years ago. Because Lawrence Tierney used to go to these Hollywood nightclubs and act like a gangster. And to Bunker, Lawrence Tierney was a poser.
The phony.
And Bunker tried to pick up some Hollywood starlet that Tierney was with. And they got into words, and Bunker just said, fine, take it outside. So he went outside, and Bunker said he just got him down on the parking lot and just brutalized him.
And did Tierney have any memory of this? Probably not. He's probably drunk.
Yeah, well, he just laughed at him and said, yeah, okay. You know, and they had to, like, you know, they had to, like, they just kind of, like, tolerated each other and, just great stories. All
yeah.
right, you know what? Now I can't do the videos because I'm out of time.
There you go. But you got good stories in there, man. Eddie Bunker, Straight Time.
Yeah, he's
Charlie Varick.
Yes, he's got, and Bunker has had a memoir out. You can probably find it on Amazon or wherever and read it. It's fascinating. It's great. I'll see you next week.
For it. Absolutely.
See you, my friend.
Bye-bye, guys.
At the Movies was brought to you by The Video Station, Colorado's largest selection of DVD and VHS movie rentals on AM 7.
What you doing? Watching Mr. Miller. He's on his computer. See him through the window?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. He's looking at leafguard.com.
That's the gutter that never clogs. It's ruined all our squirrely fun and backed up gutters and kept all those humans off their ladder.
Quick, distract him. I've got an idea.
What are you doing? No, not that wire.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call LeafGuard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Marine Corps Sergeant Andy Robinson was paralyzed when his Humvee was blown up in Iraq. Paralyzed Veterans of America helped Andy get all the health care and benefits he's entitled to. To support paralyzed veterans, go to pva.org.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Multiple sclerosis stops people from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
Yeah, John loves Deadwood. Don't you love Deadwood, John?
If you don't mind the foul language, yes, I love it.
Well, we're adults. We can handle foul language.
Oh, yeah. It's my dad's favorite program ever.
Yeah, well, they've got it. They're going to have it next week. So you got to get to the video station. I mean, there are a bunch of film geeks that operate it. They can answer your questions 99% of the time. They've got staff picks that you can look at when you can't think of something to rent. I've got some favorites there. They have all kinds of specials. Ask them about them. Ask them about the specials, and they'll tell you. The video station, it is just a marvelous, marvelous resource and a great place to get to rent and buy DVDs. They're centrally located. I mean, anybody can find them, and they're worth the drive, too. One block west of the 29th Street Mall. That's 6061 28th Street, 1661 28th Street in Boulder. The video station, if you're a movie fanatic like I am, you got to get to know the video station.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, John is in a talking head mood this morning.
To face up to yeah. Facts. I'm tense and nervous that I can't relax. I can't sleep.
That sounds so good, isn't it?
On fire. Don't touch me,
you know,
I'm a real life.
I'm going to tell you something. You know something?
Psycho killer.
If the Mountain were smart, they'd hire us and put us on morning drive. And we could play music and do talk and conversation, too. 9:29, 29 minutes after 9, mostly sunny, high today, 71. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'd say that about KBCO, but everybody who works there is so great. How can you not love that radio station? Okay. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. We've got 30 minutes left. I guess I'll just take all this stuff and I'll put it on hold until Monday. One thing that I wanted to mention this morning, that I really wanted to mention, I'm going to mention it real quick. There's an AP poll out, and George W. Bush's approval rating is in the tank again. Public approval of the job that President Bush is doing now matches its all-time low, according to an AP Ipsos poll. The survey released Thursday reflects widespread discontent over how Bush is handling the war in Iraq, efforts against terrorism and domestic issues. It also underscores challenges Republican presidential and congressional candidates will confront next year when they face voters who seem to be clamoring for a change. Only 32% said they were satisfied with how Bush is handling his job overall. The same low point AP Ipsos poll measured last January, and a drop of 3 percentage points since May. But here's the thing that gets me. Explain this to me. Well, I'm sure we can all reach our own conclusions about this. Bush still wins approval from 7 in 10 Republicans, though his low is a near historic low for GOP support, which at one time was 67%. I do not understand how anybody, Republican, Democrat, Independent, non-voter, whatever your story is, how anybody can back or support this guy. I have no clue. And I know if you're conservative and listening, which we have a few conservatives, I know for a fact that you'd be insulted by that. And I don't mean to insult you. Good Lord, I'm insulting enough, but I just don't see how anybody can back this guy. I don't see how anybody can think that anything that he's doing is correct or right unless you live in some kind of alternative universe. And I try not to get on here every day and beat him up. But it's like so obvious. I mean, even the story about Cheney and the NSA wiretap thing, and about how Cheney sunk this guy's promotion, which links Cheney to that entire whole disgraceful Ashcroft incident at the hospital. I mean, oh, man. And I try to be fair. And I'm not always. Because I'm a human being, but I really do try to be fair. But I just can't. I can't see it. I can't see it. And every time I confront somebody, and particularly the emails I get from people who think that the station is bad and that I'm full of it and the whole thing, they're always going down the same road. And that same road is always name-calling. Like, well, okay, that's fine, and we can all do that. But how about you just confront the facts as they are, and you take those on instead of denying that this stuff is going on? I mean, it's tragic. It really is. So, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people continue to stand in line and defend this guy. And the other thing I always get from people is this. Well, yeah, I admit he's not very good, but they're all not very good. Really? What does that mean? Like, if they're not all very good, give me a reason why you don't think they're all very good. Go to individual candidates and point out what you think is wrong with them and why you don't like them. Instead of saying, well, they're all terrible. Some of them are bad. I agree. Some of them are worthless. There are Democrats out there running for the presidency who I think are worthless. And in a primary season, that's what you do. You talk about that stuff. But don't sit there and just say they're all awful. All right, it's 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour. Well, Gina, what do you have to say for yourself today? What does anybody have to say for themselves today?
That's a pretty broad question.
How about I drive my car home, go into my garage, shut the door, and leave the ignition on?
Oh, Jay. That's as bad as the one you said about putting a bag over your head and twisting.
Or going out to the parking lot and taking the pipe.
Or going out to the interstate and lying down.
Or hanging myself from a 2x4.
This is awful.
Well, I would have done it, but I couldn't kick the chair out from underneath me.
Oh, gosh.
My legs are too fat. Oh, I worked out yesterday. I am telling you, I am so sore today.
Good for you.
But I'm down another pant size, and now I'm into another belt size.
Woo! You're just going to be buff, aren't you?
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm trying.
What's Mary think of your new bod?
She's real proud of me, and she's kind of... I think the biggest thing is, the biggest shock came to her a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, when she walked in the gym and was looking for me because she was going to pick me up. Well, the idea of any beautiful woman picking me up is amazing. And she didn't recognize me.
Oh, really?
Because I had my back to her. She said, like, oh, wow, is that you?
Is she falling in love all over again?
We've never fallen out of love.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know, it's kind of like you and your husband.
Yeah.
And just think, liberals don't have family values.
Oh.
And I've been married for 27 years.
You've never heard me say that.
I know that. Well, but you know it's said. Let's see, I've been married for 27 years. How many times has Limbaugh been married?
A few.
How about Newt Gingrich? Okay, so see what I'm saying? That, you know what, it's always that, and we're not values voters. I think I have strong values. They're not values everybody else would want to have, but I've got them. Okay. I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And say hello to your dogs and to Paul. And
I will.
We'll talk on Monday. So traffic this morning, though, has really been nice.
Yeah, it's been pretty nice. We're enjoying a beautiful drive right now across the metro. Nothing right now that's going to slow you down. All the wrecks are out of the way. We just had minor ones this morning. Southbound I-25, still that one slow pocket between I-70 and Spear if you're downtown. Got some construction going on today. Watch out for it on I-70 both directions at E-470. That's getting underway, probably underway already if you're in that area, and it'll be there until about 3:30 this afternoon.
Weather outlook today, mostly sunny skies, less wind, warmer, high of 73. Tonight we'll get some clouds. It'll clear out, low of 48. Tomorrow, sunny, beautiful, 84. And currently, under fair skies, it's 57. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic level 1 trauma center, has immediate openings for registered nurses, physical therapists.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Now through June 11th, the video station is offering a twofer. Rent one movie and get a second rental absolutely free. Take home two of your favorite movie rentals for half price. Tell them you heard this ad for your free second rental now through Monday, June 11th at the video station in Boulder.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000, including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Red Defender, you've got to help us. Mole Man has fired his darkening missile towards the sun. It'll put the world in shadow.
Don't worry. Too late to catch the missile. I'll just fly quickly around the Earth in reverse time.
The Red Defender begins to circle the Earth faster and faster until his momentum literally changes Earth's rotation on its axis.
I'm back, citizens. No need to thank me. Strange. It's dark in the middle of the afternoon. And where is everyone? You, old man, with a flashlight.
I was young just a minute ago.
I must have gone the wrong way and sped up time. Whoops. Sorry about that.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. To find out more, go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Do it. We can help.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
But he's great.
Don't have to humble yourself to me.
John Bryan.
I need to fulfill your claim. Baby.
I'm going to see him live one of these days. 9:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 71. Don't forget to join me tomorrow at South High School, 1700 East Louisiana Avenue. For the Barack Obama Walk for Change, that's tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. For more information, go to am760.net. We'll have the new AM 760 bumper stickers. It's our flag, too. There to hand out. I'll give you as many as you want. We'll see you there. Well, I'll give you as many as they bring. All right, open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man.
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm driving from Boulder down to work in Denver.
Ooh, be careful.
Hey, Gina's got the traffic under control this morning. It looks great.
Yeah, you're right. She does.
I was listening to you just a minute ago ask the question, you know, how can people continue to back George Bush? And it was reminding me of a book I read for a class back in college. It was called, the class was called The Anthropology of Religion. It was great. It was taught by this Anglican priest who was also a Peace Corps volunteer, and you know, for a hardcore science major, it was the most interesting thing that I saw. But the book was called When Prophecy Fails. And it was a sociologist taking a hard look and spent several years with a flying saucer cult. And the cult leader kept saying that he was in telepathic communication with this guy named Sananda. Okay, so this was their Jesus. And he had a lot of members, but the first time they were to go and meet the flying saucer and be taken away and trained to lead the New World Order, flying saucer didn't show up. And he lost a few members then. But the interesting thing was, through the course of this, they kept coming up with new reasons why the flying saucers didn't show up. And they would blame the followers, they would blame the world not being ready, et cetera, et cetera. Reminds me of George Bush in a lot of ways. At the end, after four or five times of not getting on the flying saucer, there were still about a third of the original followers left. And the sociologist came to the conclusion, after interviewing them extensively, that they were so heavily invested in believing in this guy, they'd given their money, they'd given their time, they'd bought the excuses, that for them to, at that point, give up and say, well, this guy's just not right, or he's not credible, would have completely collapsed them psychologically. And I wonder if maybe a similar thing isn't operating in the hardcore followers of George W. You know, they've invested so much and they've swallowed so much baloney that to now lose that investment and agree that, hey, he's just not credible, they'd fall apart.
Yeah. You know, that really sounds good to me. I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe that's exactly what it is. Maybe what you're talking about, and maybe we're all like that too. Maybe we're all like that. And the most difficult role anybody can have in society is to be a free thinker and not be tethered by any of it, so that when you make criticisms of others and also your own, people who are your own have a tendency to then get angry at you.
Well, that's exactly the case. The toughest thing to do is criticize yourself and really sit down and look at the facts and, you know, decide what it is that you're gonna believe based on the facts as you see them.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes absolutely perfect sense to me, and it's like, you know, it's not only that, but I'll tell you something else that's really bad. It's bad now, in 2007, that talk radio is divided the way it is. That there are now all conservative talk stations, and there are a sprinkling of progressive stations across the country. And now there's this prevailing idea in the talk radio world that if you are progressive or liberal, that you cannot work on a conservative talk station because the core listeners of the conservative talk station will not accept you. But you know what the problem with that is? The problem with that is that we don't hear each other. Does that make sense? Oh, I lost him. Oh, I lost him. Ow, does that hurt? I'm sorry, Kevin. I lost you. But then we don't hear each other. We can't hear each other. And even when we do hear each other, we're not hearing each other. Listen, we all do it. I do it. We talk at each other, not to each other. By the way, a judge just ordered the L.A. Sheriff's Department to bring Paris Hilton to the courthouse. What, she wouldn't show up on her own? Oh, okay, you want to know something? If I didn't show up for a court date, I'm not saying that's what happened, but just think about that. If I didn't show up, what do you think would happen? Bench warrant. Let me go to Bob in Colorado Springs. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. What your previous caller was talking about, the inability to accept reality or new facts is called cognitive dissonance. And it's basically where, you know, your your brain says, hey, if you accept these facts, then all the rest of this house of cards that you've been believing in for all these years is going to tumble down. And a perfect example, it's kind of in a different line. It's like, you know, parents who teach their kids, you know, creationism because that's what their biblical story is, and then the kid goes into high school biology or maybe college biology, and it's, you know, learns a completely different system, and it's based on fact. And, you know, the parents don't want to acknowledge that because all of their faith beliefs, you know, they think they'll all crumble down because they're, you know, like a built on a foundation of sand, which they didn't realize before.
Hang on, Bob. Let me do traffic. Just can you please hang on?
Yeah.
Because I want to talk to you some more. Hang on.
Sure.
All right. This is an excellent call. 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rick Morgan with traffic.
Okay, it's pretty quiet on the drive around town right now. A little slow southbound I-25, that usual spot, 38 down to Spirit, but slowly that will loosen up and be a better drive into the downtown area. But the rest of I-25 looks good through the bridges, no problems in and around the tech center. Wide open on 225 heading across Aurora, decent speeds on I-70 on both sides of the city. No delays across Commerce City on 270 or heading northeast of town on I-76. And that drive to and from Boulder looking real good on the turnpike right now. Weather forecast, looking real good there. Lots of sunshine. Not as windy today, thank goodness. Highs into the low 70s. Clear skies tonight, low 48, then sunshine in mid-80s both Saturday and Sunday. Right now it's 60 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Get out of your car and into a Porsche at Canyon Casino. That's right. Scream through summer in a Porsche from Canyon.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
If you're looking for advice on your pet's nutrition, your veterinarian is an ideal source. At your dog's next veterinarian appointment, be sure to ask about one of Purina One's formulas. Then ask about your dog's health in the following areas: skin, coat, energy level, eyes, teeth, breath, and gums. Is there room for improvement? Well, now's a great time to try. So I got to tell you, we love the difference Purina One has made in our dogs. See the difference for yourself. Take the Purina One Challenge by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. You get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Make sure you get on the phone and call today.
What you doing?
Watching Mr. Miller. He's on his computer. See him through the window?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. He's looking at leafguard.com.
That's the gutter that never clogs. It's ruined all our squirrely fun and backed up gutters and kicked all those humans off their ladders.
Quick, distract him. I've got an idea.
What are you doing? No, not that wire.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call LeafGuard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
For most people, there's no substitute for instant gratification. Yet some people can wait if something better's coming along. At Orbitz, in a desperate attempt to feel popular, we're giving you both. So, if you book the hotel and flight you want together on Orbitz, you'll save now. And you'll save $250 later when you customize a package to Hawaii, Mexico, or the Caribbean. Instant gratification now and the $250 savings later.
Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead. Save $250 on qualifying 5-plus night vacations. Travel and book by March 31st, 2008. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
If you're living in a space that's too small, or too large, or too old, or just too ugly, here's what you do. Take a 2x4 to the problem. Maybe some 2x6s. Heck, just take all your lumber and give it to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We'll design a home that fits your needs and your budget to a T. Call an AIA architect early, so your living space won't be too this or too that, but just right. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh. Bob Marley. Rock on, Bob. Gone, but not forgotten. 9:53, 53 minutes after the hour. Mostly sunny. High today, 71. All right, we're talking about... It's open phones. We talk about anything you want to talk about, but we were talking about Republicans, or actually the ones that support George W. Bush, and I can't figure out how in the world they do it. And Bob was saying that in Colorado Springs was saying that they have a lot emotionally invested. So, yeah, I think that goes for all of us. I think we're all like that to a certain degree. But you know, you have to admit though, at times, I mean, you have to look at things and say. Even among your own, you have to look at things and say, well, it's just not right. I mean, it's not the answer, or it's not good.
Well, yeah, the thing is, Jay, that, you know, people, you know, just like this, you know, people that have voted Republican all their lives and have, you know, heard all these demon stories about progressives or liberals and, you know, that everything that George Bush does is good, because otherwise, you know, he's got to be good because he's supposedly one of them. And it's that conflict of not being able to take in new knowledge of, you know, the reality of, hey, this is not real what I believe. I need to change my beliefs. And it's, you know, just like I said with the parents with evolution and creationism, they get to the place where all of their friends and all of their background has one belief system, and all at once new knowledge is available that is in complete dissonance with what they believed before, and both of them can't be right.
Don't we all struggle, though? Don't we all struggle, if you're at least a thinking human being, don't we all struggle with what goes on? Like, we know that there are things on the left that are not attractive. There are candidates who are liberals or progressives, and they're not attractive, or they have flaws, or they have problems, or we know there's problems. Don't we all struggle with that? Don't these folks struggle with this?
Well, I don't think some of them do. I think they would vote, you know, even if Jack the Ripper was on the Republican ticket, they'd vote for him because he's an R. And I think most of us, though, are able to look at the individual and look at, you know, despite the party affiliation, find out, you know, is this a person that really will do a good job in that position? Some people can't go there. You know, their brain just won't let them vote Democrat because, you know, they've been demonized for, you know, all of their lives by all of their friends, and, you know, it's just a tough place to go.
Well, look. We all have to admit this. If you're an independent thinker, if you critically examine stuff, even if you're not the brightest tool in the box, but you still try, you're gonna catch a lot of grief from people. There's no question, because it's easier to go along to get along, and it's easier to stick to one viewpoint and philosophy than it is to consider other options.
Well, a part of that, Jay, though, is people that are particularly very strongly religious people are not critical thinkers in large means because.
Well, you know, I don't think that's true because I've met people who are religious, strongly religious, and they're pretty critical.
I know, but just the demonization against, you know, the doubting Thomas, or you've got to believe, or you have to have faith, and the inability to question is, you know, I've seen that many times, particularly with their faith. They're not allowed to think critically or question critically. Show me the facts.
Yes, hard right evangelicals, I will agree, but I think that there is a wide selection of people out there who really are religious, do believe, and they do struggle with right and wrong. Bob, I got to run, man. Thank you, and I love Colorado Springs. I just wish they'd fix that construction on 25. Take care.
Hey, we're getting there.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks.
See you at the Barack Obama thing tomorrow. Go to am760.net for more information. Have a good weekend. Back on Monday, unless managed.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at relaxtheback.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
800-549-8053. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-549-8053.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760 Progressive.